This is PFW in progress.
You ready, champ?
I've been ready for this my whole life.
Then you take us out on the field.
Go, go, man. Come on, Rudy. Come on now.
PFW in progress with Fred Kirsch.
You got your head so far up your ass about that damn football team. You don't get the fact. You just got 1 year of top quality education. Don't be wasting my time.
Paul Perillo.
Do you see that guy over there? Could you maybe wave at him a little bit? Just kind of humor him. Please.
And Andy. And Andy?
I'm sick of being all-time center.
You're sick of what?
Andy Hart.
I'm sick of being all-time center.
Rudy, I told you 5 times. You can't play anything else but all-time center. You're too small.
Eric Scalavino. For now, anyway.
Oh, you are so full of crap. You're 5 feet nothing. 100 and nothing. And you got hardly a speck of athletic ability.
FNG, Mike Parenti.
You're nuts.
Yeah, a lot of people have been telling me that lately.
Well, you've got to be nuts. You want to work for nothing.
PFW in progress, part of the Patriots Football Network.
You all know what you have to do. Remember, no one, and I mean no one, comes into our house and pushes us around. This is your game now, gentlemen. Let's get them.
You got that right. No one. But no one comes into our house and pushes us around. This is PFW in progress. We're on the warpath. Especially Andy Hart. He's on the warpath.
Why?
Because you're eating a pepperoni pizza. And in about 2 minutes, you're going to be going to the bathroom on the warpath.
No, no, his no. Bowels will be on the warpath in about 10 minutes.
The Metamucil has really helped.
Oh, yeah? You're doing Metamucil now?
Yes.
Very good. Keeping you regular?
I think what it does, I take it at night, and then I explode early in the morning, but then I'm pretty good for the rest of the day. So.
Very good. So that's the way to start off the show. PFW in progress.
People won't like this show.
We'll be here until 2 o'clock at our first Wednesday show of the season. I hope I didn't
confuse people yesterday
by saying I'll see you Thursday. Now that we're here.
The host of the show says I'll see you Thursday. Why would that confuse them?
People know not to listen to me.
I agree.
But we are now Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday during the season. Eric's not here because he's going to be on Rook's show later.
No one will notice.
Right? No, that's not true, actually. No. I'll be on Rook's show later.
So where's Eric then?
He went upstairs to start the update, and he's got to go out to practice.
Oh, okay.
Freddie, you see the TV show last night?
I didn't watch it, no.
I didn't either. That's why I took a preemptive strike before you could ask me if I saw it.
How about you, Paul? Did you watch it?
No.
Hell no.
Well, we'll have to rely on our listeners. Did any listener happen to be watching Neckin at 11 o'clock last night? I'm assuming that's what time it came on.
Guys are here. Obviously, Fred Kirsch.
I set it up to tape.
Yeah?
My mom likes to watch it.
Okay. Well, we did our first show, so any reviews that we can get. I think it was a pretty good show. Just in studio.
My favorite part was when they teased our season predictions, which we never actually did, by the way. But going to the commercial break, can the Patriots win double-digit games? Fred yells, yeah, 10, when he's not even on camera.
So, it's all about, ad-libbing.
Ab-libbing?
Yeah, abdomen living.
You got a lot of abdomen to live on.
They're very exciting to watch.
Did you have juice this morning?
No.
One day.
Day one.
Off the juice.
You're off the juice.
No, but I did get some off-air emails from Doug and Blackstone helping me with that. He has a very good idea. What he's saying,
ice cream in it?
No, what he's saying is you do your juicing for the week in one day, and then...
So he's telling you how to cycle
No,
it.
Then you get ice cube trays, and you pour the juice in the ice cube trays, right? And you put them in freezer bags and freeze them. Then when you're ready to drink it, pop them into a thermos bottle, and now you have ice cold juice when you're ready.
You'll never go through all that work.
That's way too much trouble for healthy juice.
That's less work than doing
juicing every
day.
People won't like this
show.
It's not as easy as
is
you
it that hard to
McDonald's.
Just stuff a couple of carrots and a couple of pieces of celery and a couple of strawberries a day and just wash it out?
But that's juicing it because you mix it together, it tastes better. Who wants to eat celery? It's terrible.
Well, they say the fruit overpowers the vegetable taste. So you can't even really taste all
right.
The veggies that
exactly.
You put in it.
That's what I mean. So you want that. You want the fruit taste. You don't want the veggie taste.
But you actually have to make and drink the juice
to
work.
I threw in a carrot to the drink yesterday. It's the first time I've eaten a carrot in 50 years. but I didn't even taste it, but it's good. I got that vitamin A.
He was just like, here, hold this. And I said, okay.
I actually talked to her about that, Gary.
All right.
That was her thinking before she spoke because she actually had something worse to say.
Let's get on to football. Guys, it's Wednesday. Today, Bill Belichick had a press conference. Did they already have the open locker room?
Yes.
Okay, tell us what's going on.
It's the same schedule for the last 30 years.
We well, go to oh, it's different we this year. Here. It's all different.
Well, the locker that part of it's the same. Though. Yeah. The open locker room is the same.
But Tuesdays are all screwed up. But tell us what happened today.
Nothing.
Anyone? Nothing.
So move to the practice squad.
Matt Gutierrez
and Tom Malone are back. You probably don't remember Tom Malone, but he was here a year back.
He's a punter, right?
Yes, practice squad punter. And gone is Mark Dillard from the practice squad.
Now, anything come out of the locker room or Bill Belichick's?
Well, I would say Bill's, I believe it was the NFL Network woman, asked Bill about the decision to not be and bring in a veteran and what that said about how he felt about Matt Cassel. And he basically said,
I don't know
said,
what else it could say.
Right. He's our quarterback. He pulled a Lovie Smith. I don't know what else I could say. Matt's our quarterback.
He was very brief on all answers involving the Cassel situation.
But
I think he's pretty much had enough of the questions.
Yeah. You can tell he's trying to be as definitive as possible. Matt is our quarterback. There's no one else I'd rather have. The whole Lovie Smith spiel is what Bill is doing right now with Cassel, who, by the way, is going to speak at his locker tomorrow to the media, so he'll deal with some of the questions.
Okay.
But everybody else, it's the same message.
Yeah, and he's kind of played off every question about the challenges or any demands as saying, well, this happens every week.
Right.
No different than any other team every week. Every team loses its two-time Super Bowl MVP quarterback every week.
Which, by the way, according to Vegas, the greatest drop in the history of gambling from number one favorite to win the Super Bowl to number 12 or 13 now, based on the odds.
Well, for Vegas, this is great because now you have an opportunity to bring in all this other money that wouldn't, you know, so you're getting both ends now.
There's a lot of Patriots money. Yeah. I mean, the spread for the Jets game has already moved a full point. It's a half a point on Tuesday and another half a point for Wednesday.
In the Patriots' favor?
Yeah.
So I would imagine New England fans are like, I'm betting on them. Yeah, sure.
Well, that's the thing, and I
wouldn't
wanted
bet
to,
against him.
You know, I didn't get a chance to because today there were a lot of large groups around all the players that did talk, and you know, all the normal suspects: Rodney, Vrabel, AD, a couple others, Ellis Hobbs. But I wanted to ask them their impression. Are they pleasantly surprised that so many people have not lost any faith in them? And I have to say that overwhelmingly, people think that this team is going to go about its business, win double-digit games, and go to the playoffs.
I would have a better way to ask that. No, not
share
not,
that with me.
Not see my reaction.
Enlightenness, oh great
no,
one.
If I'm a Rodney Harrison or a Teddy Bruschi, we know how they are. They're thin-skinned and so on.
I wouldn't ask Teddy Bruschi
well,
that.
Well, you know, if you ask that, say, well, why wouldn't they? You know, that's why would I be surprised? Of course they're going to support us.
Well, these are the same guys that claim that
they
don't
say
get
they
that
don't
support.
Get respect. So why would they say that?
We're talking about fans,
which would be my immediate.
No, they,
I'm
no,
not.
They,
I'm not,
they
talking,
never,
about, I'm not talking about fans.
Okay, but that's what I thought you were talking about.
No, we're talking,
I'm not
about,
talking
ESPN
about fans
and all the
okay,
prognosticators.
Okay,
not
okay
the
well
fans.
That's different. That's different. Then
the
they
fans,
would be
of course, the fans
right.
are going to be supportive.
That's what I thought.
They've
you were
always
talking about. Okay,
they're good. I mean, they're good. They
so then
of course the fans are going
to
support.
Then I would couch it a little bit and say, are you surprised that these guys have always seemed to, you know, doubt you guys in the past?
I don't want to answer the question.
I'm defending
for them.
The Patriots, Fred.
I want to get their reaction to all these people saying
they're just going to say, I don't listen to those guys, but
exactly.
You know they do.
Exactly.
Yeah.
That is
you mean like Matt Cassel said, then he went
that's
to verbatim?
They only listen
the criticism
to those guys
on
when
the NFL
it suits
Network?
Their argument.
That's what I'm looking for, is them to say, we don't pay attention to any of that. That's exactly what I'm looking for.
But kind of a boring locker room, I'll be honest with you.
It was a
it
very
was. It was a
locker
boring
room.
Day in general, sorry.
And a lot of, you know, there was a lot of Brett Favre talk and, you know, the Jets additions and, you know, all that stuff. And it was kind of a dull day.
Some people were trying to make comparisons between Chris Jenkins and Ted Washington.
Well, I mean,
over
I've always liked
over.
Chris Jenkins. He always had the injury problem and a weight problem, which could be connected, who knows?
I hear he's juicing now.
But every year I say, oh, he's going to be the comeback player.
Jack
LaLanne. He never is. But when he was in his prime, you know, he was.
There was a time
Tennessee.
He was considered the best defensive tackle in football.
Yeah, yep. he was good. I really liked
sort
him.
Of the Jenkins Seymour era.
When Seymour was on the rise, he was considered the second best behind Jenkins, and then Seymour passed Jenkins when he had all those injury problems. And he's made an impact. I mean, the Jets could not stop anybody against the run last year at all. They couldn't even get in the way. Mm. And the Dolphins had about 50 yards on Sunday. And according to Bill, that's the way it was in the preseason, too.
Yeah.
So it's not just one game.
See, I'm not worried about necessarily the Jets'
anything.
Offense. I'm more worried about, I mean, as much as we make fun of Mangini, he has learned from the best on how to confuse a quarterback. And if there's somebody that you're going to go out and try to confuse, it's going to be Matt Castle. That's what I worry about, is the Jets' defense confusing Castle. And I'm saying you got to get the ball out of his hands as quick as, whether it's a pass or, you know, whatever, the ball has to get out of his hands quickly, because they're going to be out there to confuse him. They may not. They might do that. Don't rush and drop back. Who knows what they're going to do? But they're going to be looking to give him as many different looks as he can to confuse the hell out of him.
He's going to see things for the first time. So
yeah,
because
he
no
didn't
way
see him
to,
last week, that's for sure.
Right, and there's no way to get past that. With a 3-4 defense, and as you said, Mangini coming from the Belichick mold, he's going to see a ton of stuff for the first time.
That's what worries me, is Chris Jenkins and that defense.
And it's tough. It's a road environment, very tough environment. Yep. The crowd's going to be fired up. Yep. It's going to be loud.
Yep.
You have to work on the snap count stuff this week.
Talk about
loud music.
You know,
I mean, we're just trying to get
the
center quarterback.
Just trying to get the center quarterback.
Right, and that's all they're going
to
be trying to do.
That may be all they can do.
Talk about trial by fire. This is
it. I'm kidding.
I mean, this is a great. I mean,
it's a good first test.
You know,
it's a good real first test.
Is this the end all be all judgment of them?
No.
Of course not. But, I mean, if you want a test, this is it. This
will be good. You see Pete talking about it on – they asked him about it in one of his press conferences, Pete Carroll.
No, I didn't.
Because they were saying, you know, he has ties to, like, the entire story, like, Patriots, the Jets. Matt Castle played for him. And he had his typical, you know, Matt's a good kid, and it's exciting. And you got Castle, and he said Castle kind of low, and then he goes, Favre. And he put his hands up like he was, like, projecting it everywhere. He's just – he loves everything.
Fun-loving guy.
He is.
He has fun with
it. He's a good guy.
We like to have fun.
He's a good guy.
He might not be having so much fun if they lose the night before at Ohio State.
In this, you know, state NFL, you know, you get a guy who's gets emotional and theatrical like that, and you can't have that.
Right, you can't have any fun.
No fun league.
So
president of that league.
But I think
they're trying, and they're trying to turn college into that too. I mean,
yeah, they are.
I don't know how much you pay attention, but
the celebration.
That ridiculous call that they made against University
of Washington.
Oh, the
one in the end zone. Yeah, that was flipped it up in the air.
And they put they showed the rule as it is stated in black and white. And the way I interpreted it, the official had no alternative but to call a ridiculous play like that, a celebration.
He flipped it high in the air, which is – that says if any time you throw it high in the air, it says it specifically.
Yeah, well, and then don't you think there's something wrong with that?
Yeah, absolutely. And if I was a ref, I would have overlooked it.
I certainly would have. And I would have taken any punishment they wanted to hand out to me. I would rather be right and be dealt with that way than – be made the fool, because that's what no one's going to blame this on the NCAA. They're going to blame it on the ref.
Right.
Freddie, you see the Bernard Pollard fan club T-shirts being sold on the internet?
In New York?
I believe they're actually out of Pittsburgh.
It's not
really?
New York. You got to understand that everybody is against this team in this organization.
That's
it's not just New York fans.
I feel bad
Bring
for
it
Bernard
on.
No, my
Pollard,
point
though.
Is people just point out New York fans cheering. I'm sure 90% of the country was probably happy Brady went down.
Embrace
as sad
the
as that is.
Wait, baby.
But they were. Fans in St. Louis don't like the Patriots. Fans in other cities, in Indianapolis, don't like them. In Denver,
but
Oakland,
don't
everywhere.
You think it's,
nah,
it's not
Patriots,
just a New
York
you get what you deserve. It's not happy that Tom Brady's hurt. It's
no.
Happy
it's what happens
the
when
the
team
are...
is successful. This is what happened with the Yankees for a number of years. When you're successful and you continue to win and all you do is win and you beat up on people, everybody turns against you.
Sure.
The casual fan does not like the favorite. The casual fan pulls for the underdog.
Right.
And everything.
And I got no problem.
That's
why you're going to have that sort of
rooting
backlash.
Rooting for Brady to get hurt.
No,
as long as they're just enjoying the fact
that
some
people
it
took some pleasure in that, too.
You know, as even the fans that hate the Patriots, I think some might hate Tom Brady, but I think a lot of them respect him. You know, that he is pretty good. I mean,
sure they would admit
that
in the end.
Even the critics that hate the Patriots in the media, when they're talking about best quarterback, it's always Brady, Manning, Manning, Brady. I mean, it's never like he's overrated. No one ever says that, you know, unless they're idiots.
And he's not – even if you dislike him, you dislike him maybe because he's packaged or he's this or he's that.
You make fun of him.
He's not a – I'm trying to think of a guy who you'd – like, really would root against.
Jeff George.
No, but not even him. I'm trying to think of...
Ryan Leaf.
Like a Bill Romanowski, a guy who did stupid things, tried to hurt other people. Then, okay, I can see you'd root against him. But Brady is just, even when he's unlikable, it's not
it's not malicious.
Yeah. He's not a
people
guy...
People make fun of the Esquire covers and all the goofy
Bill
photo
Romanowski,
shoots. They don't really
he got hurt.
Dislike the guy personally.
Right. Paul, you want to chip in? Or are you talking
to me? No, I agree. I agree with the whole...
He was going to say.
The whole, you know, tenor of the conversation. I think that people probably... I don't really like to. I'd like to think that no one would root for something like that on anybody, except for you. And
that's just not right.
And then
and Bill Polian.
Even well, after it happens, yeah. I don't take any real. You know, I don't take any solace in when another team's best players go down. You
right.
know, and like it doesn't make me feel better now because Brady's out. Well, Merriman's officially out now. He tried to play 1 week, he couldn't play, and now he's out
now he's
for the
out.
Year. That doesn't, you know, as a Patriots fan, that doesn't make me feel any
well,
better about San Diego.
For example, okay, be honest.
Well, the
okay,
impact is different
last
between
year,
those two players.
Patriots play the Chargers. Okay, the Chargers were nowhere near full strength. Rivers had one leg. Tomlinson was out. You know, who was Merriman was hurt, right? And the Patriots beat him.
Philip Rivers.
Yeah, I mentioned Phillip Rivers had one leg. So
Antonio Gates.
Gates was the guy, not Merriman.
The kicker was kicking to the 30 because he had a broken
right.
leg.
Because he had a broken leg.
But as a Patriots
and the running
fan,
back couldn't play.
As a Patriots fan, do you look at that game and go, ah, I wish we beat him at full strength?
No.
You don't care.
No one cares.
You beat the Chargers.
You
right?
Whoever
right.
says that is lying.
You play, you play the game the way strength. It is. I mean, you can look at it like that maybe after the fact and say, well, the only thing that kind of took a little bit away was, you know, we didn't get their best. But you don't really care about that. But but there's a difference between
history
that.
History doesn't care.
I mean, anybody that would put out a T-shirt, and I saw it online, I saw it on Florio's site, the Bernard Pollard fan club, you know, it has a number 12 with, you know, the line through it. I mean,
right.
Established September 7th,
2008. That's ridiculous.
That's ridiculous. What isn't ridiculous? When a guy's healthy, like when they had Jeter Swallows, that's fine.
Well, that's fine. Yeah,
because,
right.
Because he's
the one that says Jeter
healthy.
Has AIDS. Those are funny.
That's okay.
Those are hilarious.
That's okay. He's alive.
Offensive offensive T-shirts that
that's
people wear right. at Fenway Park in front of kids. That's fine.
That's okay.
But making fun of Tom Brady's
there's
not.
There's nothing wrong with Derek Jeter. He's healthy. It's just
right.
makes
see, I
just having
agree,
fun with
I him. Agree with Fred on that. I think that there's a difference between poking fun and saying Yankees suck and on the back Jeter Swallows. I mean, that's just no one's rooting for
that's
him.
Not offensive. If your kid's at Fenway Park and you're behind somebody well, with that T-shirt and your daddy asks, what does that mean, Dad, that Jeter Swallows?
You didn't ask that. You didn't ask if it
right.
was
that's
offensive.
Two different things.
No, is it in good taste? No. It's
all right, then
taste.
it's in no better taste than the Bernard Pollard fan club.
I think it's
that's a load of crap.
I think it's much different.
It's worse.
You think
yeah, right. It's worse.
They're
you
happy
think,
about the guy being seriously injured, and you think that's the same as poking fun at a guy?
You think if Jeter really
sexual
had
innuendos
and the whole world
sexually
made
transmitted
on sexual
diseases?
Innuendos.
Well, your world maybe.
The whole world
doesn't make it appropriate to put it on a T-shirt.
Well, if it's the Yankees, it does. It's okay.
I'm not going to win this battle in this room.
I don't care about
obviously
the Yankees
not.
Anyway because they're irrelevant.
Yeah, I know. 1 year now, they're irrelevant.
Yeah, going on eight now.
I was going to say.
It's been a while, Mike. You have to admit. I mean, I don't know. With
yeah,
all that
and,
money
and,
that they
spent. And guess who's turning into the
and now, look
Yankees
who's
of the NFL.
Hank? What's his name? Hank Steinbrenner?
Yeah.
Oh, well, you're in trouble.
The Patriots plus were in the Super Bowl last year and did go undefeated.
Haven't won one since 2004.
You're in trouble.
You've assured yourself.
A couple more years, we're on the same
year.
Level, aren't we?
I saw that Hank gave Girardi a vote of confidence. He'll be back next year, so that's another year without
should
anything.
Be back next year. Get better players.
All right.
Oh, but Joe Torre, you know, you guys wanted to kick Joe Torre out.
Torre's doing well.
They couldn't wait to get
right.
rid of those
500 team
those
in Los Angeles.
Consecutive
in the worst division in baseball.
They couldn't wait
to
get
playoffs,
out.
Right.
But they're not going to make the playoffs.
He's got a 2.5 game lead.
Yeah. They're in the playoffs.
Yeah, with a team that's going to win 81 games.
Don't tell me about the pain. Just show me the baby.
I don't care if he had Manny for the whole year. They'd have won 100 games, just like everybody
now,
else.
Now he's a genius again. Joey Four Rings, the Teflon Don.
We might have to change that to
wrong.
Joey 5 because he's got a chance.
He's got a chance.
He's got a chance if he gets in.
They'll be swept in the first round.
There's a chance.
They'll be swept in the first round.
That could be, but he's got a
and
chance.
Those T-shirts are sickening, and they're just as bad as Bernard Pollard fan club shirts. There is no way around this
but
argument.
The poor
obviously,
guy
in this
here
room
is Bernard
is.
Pollard, who clearly does not want to be tied to the Tom Brady.
And Jeter doesn't want to be tied to a shirt in which he has AIDS.
Maybe he should stop looking like a guy who could get AIDS.
AIDS is different.
That's different.
AIDS is different.
Yeah,
I don't like to rank them.
But my point is,
he does
swallow. I mean, that's just out there.
Gary just
fact.
Walked back through the door and doesn't know what he walked into. Gary, they're T-shirts, so we're allowed to talk about them.
All right. Webradio@patriots.com is the email address. Webradio@patriots.com, 508-543-7482 is the phone number.
Is that going to put me over the edge?
Guys, I did get from a couple
the
sources.
The best producer in the business.
Oh, look at this. Papa
now I'll take that last pepperoni.
I did get from several sources. And I guess
you've got to fill those with water to do that. It's
I guess
too light.
Apparently Adam Schefter got it from several sources, or at least one, that it was true that they said goodbye to Chris Sims and Ratay because one of the reasons was because the word got out. However, they had planned to – they had contacted them before Sunday, and they hadn't heard back from them. And then all of a sudden, Brady goes down. Then they hear from them. It's still, though, you know, does beg the question, why were they contacting these backup quarterbacks even before Brady got caught? So not necessarily a ringing endorsement for Castle even then. But it was true that they were upset right. with the story getting out Sunday night so quickly.
Can I have something that was in today?
Adam Schefter reported it this morning.
Okay, because I saw the Adam Schefter report yesterday. It didn't have any of that in it.
Yeah. He reported okay. that, and you know, obviously Peter King speculated on it, but I don't think King's was based on speculation. I think that he actually talked to someone.
Can I bring up some flawed logic that I've heard floating around the airwaves?
Does it have to do with me?
No, Matt okay. Cat. it's funny how I say flawed logic, and you just jump
automatically
right
assume it's him.
No, it's actually WEEI, the mic yes, flag that you have on there. I've heard thrown around by a number of. Well, why would Belichick keep Matt Castle on the roster if he wasn't good enough? He's a great coach. He would never make that mistake.
I heard that yesterday, too.
Rohan Davey was the backup quarterback here for 2 years. He can't even get a job in the league. He's a backup in the Arena League right now.
Yeah, I'm glad
the guy
you
makes
that up.
Mistakes. He's a great coach, but even a great coach only goes 80% of the time the decisions he makes are good or whatever. I mean, Dwayne Starks, and he's made mistakes. Monty Beisel, at every position, he's made mistakes. And Rohan Davey would be my Exhibit A. He kept him as his number two quarterback, and the guy stunk.
And there's a million of those.
So why do we just automatically assume, well, he kept Matt Castle. I haven't
him,
seen much, but he must be good.
There's a million of those. I mean,
that's the worst logic I've ever heard in my
Chad
life.
Chad Jackson was on the roster last year.
Right.
You know, obviously he decided from last year to this year that he couldn't play well enough to remain on the roster.
But I just
what if he does the same thing this year to next year? Well, you know,
I'm sure in hindsight, Castle will be a bum.
What if Matt Castle's Rohan Davey? If Tom Brady had gone down when Rohan Davey was the backup, would you have said, well, he kept Rohan Davey? Yeah, and then you would have seen that Rohan Davey stunk. He can't get a job in the Arena League now. So that's the worst logic I've ever – that is 100% in Bill we trust. Matt Castle couldn't be bad because Bill has him on the roster and he's starting him. That's flawed. I'm sorry. It's flawed.
Well, let's take Rohan Davey, for example. He was a bust or whatever. He couldn't play in the NFL. But, you know, going on that, there had to be something that they saw that maybe he can get over.
But it was wrong.
Hump. But they were wrong.
That's
right.
My point.
Right.
And
so,
I'm sure in their mind they say, well, Castle knows the offense. He's a decent athlete. He makes the right decision 60% of the time. We'll give him a chance.
Right.
There's not that much better out there. We don't want to spend the money.
I mean, all.
But everybody's assuming because Belichick made the decision to
right.
pencil in Castle as number two that he's fine. They're going to be okay because Belichick right. thought he was good enough.
Well, we don't know. I mean, no fan knows what's
right.
going to happen.
And not even Belichick.
That's
like,
the
I'm
whole
not,
point.
And he doesn't either know.
Right.
No. Nobody knows because he's never been in this situation.
Right.
We just don't know.
Well, that was the other thing that was good this morning on SportsCenter. Highlights of Matt Castle's last start. For the whatever high school. It was pretty cool.
Was it halftime of a pro game or something?
Oh, high school. I just said that.
I was really good in junior high, too.
No, he was good in high school, although he was not recruited by Pete Carroll. He was recruited by whoever was before him. Hackett?
Yeah, and Ken O'Brien, actually, is the one who went and got him.
But, yeah, the footage looked good, so his last start was pretty good. So
okay, well,
if he can string two good starts together, he might have
I think
some.
Paul had a good game in high school. But,
I don't.
You know. No.
And he's giving Andy the nod on that one.
Yeah. But the point is, nobody on the face of this earth, including Matt Castle, knows how he's going to react when, like we said, Mangini throws all these exotic looks at him, like I expect him to do.
Strippers?
You know, you just don't know. He could.
Here's Bambi.
He really
Here's
could,
Bambi.
You know, flourish. He, you know, this could be, the light could just go on. We just don't know.
So. You know,
and I think that's why genius. This game is so fascinating. I mean, I'm going to be there anyway. But if I was a fan,
kind of
I would be glued to every snap. You know?
And that was kind of my point yesterday when we said interesting. You have to be glued to every snap because it could be the best or worst snap you ever saw.
Yeah.
Well, I'm glad you brought that up because you must have been listening at the exact same time I was listening because I heard the same sort of back and forth.
Ridiculous.
And it was ridiculous. And I wanted to drive off the road into a tree. to save myself from having to listen anymore. I could probably just turn off the radio.
I was going to say, you know, you have like preset buttons. You just
yeah,
hit one
but
of them
I always go to extremes on those situations. I get serious.
Oh, you get serious. Good for
no,
you.
No, serious as in satellite radio or serious as in
no,
focus?
Satellite radio.
Oh, no, I don't have serious.
You should get it.
I'm not in the car enough.
It works as long as you don't go by trees or highway overpasses.
Yeah, as long as you're not in the dead zone,
you're
okay.
All the way
okay.
Back and forth from Neckin yesterday. I don't remember you complaining.
Wow.
I think I complained like four times.
I don't think you did
first
at all.
When you had Howard
first
Stern
of all, I don't
on.
Believe that for a second,
no,
that he could go 45 minutes without complaining about
you
anything.
Complained about the content.
Well, there was one time when somebody was in the middle of a sentence and I was interested in the sentence and then it picked up later on a different
I would like to hear the Howard Stern show.
It's very gay.
Really?
Sometimes yeah. It can be.
It yesterday, like is, hardcore
Casey's
gay.
Still literally gay?
Describing ooh, the
Casey?
Acts of gay men.
Is Eric listening?
Comes in once in a while.
Well, that's why it's gay.
Yeah.
Sorry.
But he's not there a lot.
Casey's
about.
The Andy of that show, the latent, yeah. You know, repressed homosexual.
So, anyway.
I'm the Cartman.
So, I just can't wait for this game. Like I said, but the thing that scares me the most is how, obviously, Castle will react to what Mangini has up his sleeve. Because, you know, he will have stuff.
But aren't there a lot of other issues we should look at this game, too?
Absolutely.
I know, obviously, the quarterback is the big one, but like Bill was talking about today, Chris Jenkins, all that talking. You got to start out with two guys. He makes sure he distanced himself from double team
double
talk.
Teams.
But
I know
no such thing.
Dan Copen and Billy Yates, are we all that comfortable if those two guys are blocking Chris Jenkins and they're looking to run the ball to the right side or right of center?
Well, this won't be the first. I mean, we don't know how good Chris Jenkins is right now. We
Bill makes
how
it sound good.
Well, yeah. But. I mean, Dan Copen has come up against some pretty good nose tackles.
Yes,
you
certainly.
Know, and he's done okay. So I'm, you know, he can if he has a good.
Well, that's
game,
why I also included Billy Yates in there.
Yeah, more
worried
about Yates
mark.
And Copen.
Yeah, but I mean, Copen, he's done all right. You know, I don't remember ever saying, except for maybe the Super Bowl, wow, Copen really got manhandled in that game.
There was one game I remember. I don't know if it was last year or the year before. I really remember him getting manhandled, being in the backfield a lot. By extension, I'm talking about if you need to run the ball some more.
Right.
Is that matchup take you out of what you – and all of a sudden, the trickle-down effect is more pressure on Matt Castle. Does it end up back to that position once again? And another question we
anything
talked about –
anything that limits them on offense puts pressure on Castle.
I guess there are published reports, Fred, that Randy Moss has been lobbying for Dante Culpepper. Does that concern you
yes,
in
does.
Terms of the mentality
yes,
of the
does.
Captain wide
now,
receiver?
If it's – if it does. If,
me too.
If it's true, it really does bother me because, you know, again, Randy, you are a captain now. This is your team. Don't be thinking about what you don't have. Worry about what you do have, okay? Because that is not – nobody needs to hear that you're looking to bring in new people.
Well, you know something? I'm more worried about that than I was yesterday with the talk of bringing in Rattay and Sims because the coaching staff's expected to do what's best for the team and make those decisions when a player – is openly lobbying for somebody as a team captain, saying, "No, I'd rather have Dante Culpepper." That's more of an issue than bringing in a couple guys for tryouts.
Now, if Randy Moss goes up privately to Bill Belichick and says, "Hey, look, you know, I play with Dante, and I know a lot of people think he's over the hill, but here's the things that he can do that I know about," and leaves it at that, fine. But if he starts talking
but
to other teammates,
out there,
well, no, but
well, unfortunately, everything leaks.
Yeah.
Well, so there really is no private.
If it's true.
I don't know.
If it's true, then he must not have just talked to Belichick.
That's my point.
He must have talked to players.
All right, I'll agree
with
that. Sure.
Or Culpepper and Culpepper.
I have no
put
problem if he has a private conversation with his head coach. But when he starts talking to other players, I do have a problem.
I think you solve that one easily. I'm Bill. I call Moss in, and I put like the last three games that Dante Culpepper ever played on a big screen in front of him and say, "Are you kidding me? Is this really what you want me to bring in?
Right.
I know you had great times, but that's long gone."
Yeah, that was 1999,
this girlfriend you had doesn't look that way anymore.
Right. She's ugly
she's
now.
She's
had
pregnant.
Five kids.
Sagging
and,
everywhere.
Yeah,
fat rolls.
She's not the high school girlfriend you thought
hairy.
You had.
Hairy.
Can we keep my breasts out of it?
Right.
You get that, Dan?
Mark Tate.
Breasts aren't what they once were.
So,
speaking of breasts, what are we watching here?
Two
gender
and
just
two
put
gender
in the
just
making,
put in
of, the
making of the Patriots cheerleading calendar.
Now, is this the unedited version? Would there potentially be some nip slip?
We're watching. What the?
I just got a face full of tush.
Okay. All right, well, our
female tush, by the way.
Our listeners can't hear that. All right.
And Gary recorded it.
We're going to take a break now so these guys can get their fantasies in, and we'll be right back.
Patriot Place, New England's first and only super regional lifestyle and entertainment center, is now open right next to Gillette Stadium in Foxborough, Massachusetts. The home of the New England Patriots and the New England Revolution is now the home of New England's most exciting entertainment and shopping destination, featuring Circuit City, Bed Bath & Beyond, Christmas tree shops, Off-Broadway shoes, Staples, and New England's first Bass Pro Shops. Patriot Place has something for your shopping needs. And coming soon to Patriot Place is the first CBS Scene restaurant and bar, a four-star hotel, showcase live entertainment venue, and the long-awaited hall at Patriot Place, presented by Raytheon. Patriot Place will soon be the home to more than 70 shopping, entertainment, and dining experiences unlike any other in New England. Visit patriot-place.com for more information and enter the grand opening sweepstakes for the opportunity to win a $10,000 Visa gift card for a Patriot Place shopping spree. A once-in-a-lifetime experience every day. At Patriot Place, everyone wins.
When you've got a lineman-sized hunger and want the awesome, authentic taste of Gillette Stadium at your tailgate or right at home, tackle that appetite with Patriots Gridiron Grillers. Try Sac Attack sausages, first down Franks, or Patriots brats in a wide variety of flavors at home, at the stadium, or at the game. And get your crowd cheering for Gridiron Grillers. They're great on the grill. Gridiron Grillers are all you'll need for the perfect tailgate or home barbecue. Check out all of the Patriots Gridiron Grillers. Mild and hot Sac Attack sausages, Patriots cheese brats and beer brats, first down Franks and more. Patriots Gridiron Grillers go great on the grill. Gridiron Grillers are available at Big Y, Demoulas Market Basket, Hannaford, Johnny's Foodmaster, Roach Brothers Sudbury Farm, Shaw's, and Stop and Shop, and distributed by Agar, Associated Grocers of Maine, and Associate Grocers of New England, and CNS Wholesale. Patriots Gridiron Grillers, when you just can't wait for Sunday.
Taylor on the turn, takes a touch, and buries it! 1-0 Reds! The sellout crowd in Foxborough rises to their feet. The Reds have the lead. Taylor Twellman just made 30,000 plus here at Gillette Stadium. Very happy.
2008 New England Revolution gear is here at the Revolution Pro Shop at Patriot Place. Located right next to Gillette Stadium, the Revolution Pro Shop has all of the official Revolution merchandise you'll ever need. Get the new 2008 home and away jerseys with name and number of your favorite player, or have one customized with your own name and number. Jackets, sweatshirts, hats, tees, and much more. With a huge selection of Revolution items for men, women, kids, and infants. The Revolution Pro Shop has something for everyone. The Revolution Pro Shop at Patriot Place is open 7 days a week and always available online at www.revolutionsoccer.net. Get the gear your favorite player wears on the field at the Revolution Pro Shop.
And now, a blog reading from Dan Twogender.
Twogender.
January 29th, 2008. I'm a creep, and I can admit it. Paul didn't want to be included in this blog about Kelly Pickler, but I have nothing to hide. While Pickler talked with Sammy Morris, Paul and I came up from behind and got our team photographer to snap a photo of us behind the buxom blonde. Pickler is hot. She's tiny, too. Can't be more than 5 feet tall. For a guy who is only 5'9", that's perfect. And it's good to see she's put the money she's made to good use by, enhancing her body. And I think I'm in love with Pickler. And I'll be telling my wife that when I talk to her later today. I will be printing a copy of the photo of me creeping up behind Pickler and framing it. Short blondes with large breasts, especially those willing to show them off, are my favorite.
For other blogs on your favorite team, log on to Patriots.com. They're on there somewhere.
All right. Welcome back to PFW in Progress. Fred, Andy, Michael, Paul, Gary, and Twogender. But where's Eric?
Practice.
Eric's at practice.
So he's talking about practice.
He's going to come back
not
with
the
a
show. Not the show.
Eric's going to come back with a practice.
Twogender.
Practice report soon.
Fred.
Yes.
Do we need to turn that video off?
Maybe.
Can you not focus?
What we have a cheerleader doing the worm in reverse on the beach.
Doing a worm on the beach.
All right. Let's get to some of these emails because everybody wants to chip in, chime in, and contribute. to the show.
Have you given out the phone number and the email address?
I had. Webradio@patriots.com is the email address, and the phone number is 508-543-7482. Todd in Nova Scotia says, before I listened to yesterday's show, I was thinking Castle could manage the game. We could run the ball, play action to Moss, screens to Welker, control the clock, play solid D, make the playoffs, and then you never know. After listening to Paul for 2 hours yesterday, now I think Brady is going to retire. So why start Castle and try and win games? He's not the future. Throw O'Connell out there and see what kind of player we have for next year. Let the rookies play on defense so we can see where we are for next year's draft. Go 4-12, draft Ray Maluga, and replace Maluga, and replace Teddy or maybe a QB. I don't want New England to turn into Miami going season after season with no direction, still looking for a QB to replace Marino. Now I know why that woman at Babies R Us took a swing at him. Thanks, Paul. P.S. I'm so depressed I can't even make fun of Eric or Chris.
Now,
Paul, did you say something?
Paul didn't even talk yesterday. I was going to ask you. I mean, what did I say yesterday? You made fun of me before the show started that I didn't say anything.
Did you insinuate that Brady was going to retire?
Absolutely not.
No.
He did insinuate that they might have a chance at Ray Maluga.
That was the only thing that I said. Is maybe
when I said, he's going to go in the top 10, and you go,
I don't know. And I said, they might be in a position to draft there, and that might be a possibility. But I didn't say anything about Brady retiring. Why would I mean, do we say that? No.
I know Andy went at great lengths to say he's going to come back stronger than ever.
Okay. I said there's some doubt.
And
visibly.
I brought up.
And I said it's the one or the other.
Right. Because if he gets away and he realizes, hey, maybe football's not that important.
He's not going to half-ass it. He's either going to be all in or all out.
God doesn't care that I throw a football.
Yesterday.
That's true.
God said it.
God didn't imagine invent that. Football.
That would be shocking.
The brownie I had today was actually moister than the one I had yesterday.
I think they were probably frozen before they
arrived.
Yeah, obviously
they were sitting here all day.
Mine was much better today.
Yeah, phenomenal today.
Yeah.
So you didn't have juice and you had a brownie.
It's ridiculous.
Put the brownie in the juicer.
Yeah, you could put a brownie in with the carrots and stuff.
I don't know.
Trying out that carrot taste? Oh,
He's taking me seriously.
He's actually thinking.
I don't know if that would that work. Now?
I don't want to be blamed for that because I didn't rain on anyone's parade yesterday.
No, you.
And I will not be raining on anyone's parade heretofore.
Right? It's not going to be the same without Paulie raining on my parade.
Yeah.
We are kind of used to Paul raining on our parade.
He already pissed on my Yankee parade, so he might as well
keep
going.
As you have Girardi at the helm.
Call him Dark Cloud Perillo. Now I don't know what we're going to call him.
Called him Dark Cloud Perillo because he blocks out the sun. Waste.
See, his nickname is Big Dog, but I call him the Poodle.
Let's see. Mike writes in from Pensacola. I was wondering if you saw ESPN Merrill Hodge talk about that if Kevin Faulk was in the game and not Morris, that it is very likely that Brady would not have been injured on that play due to that he is by far the best blocking back on the Patriots, and Morris is an adequate blocker at best. I know it's hindsight and really doesn't matter, but what do you think? I have a question concerning Delta O'Neal. Do you think that the reason they released Fernando Bryant and signed O'Neal is because they felt they are almost similar players, with the exception that O'Neal's added value on punt returns made him the choice? Belichick has emphasized versatility and the more you can do to contribute, the more valuable you are to the team. Thanks, guys, and thank you, Fred, for permanently banishing Eric off the show. Tuesday's show was excellent, and keep up the good work.
He wasn't banished.
Tuesday's show was excellent without him.
Lubricants.
We had a good show yesterday.
It was excellent because of the topic of discussion.
Well, Eric's never going to be on another Tuesday show.
Thank God.
Right? He's not going to be on Thursdays, right? Except for the picks, right?
I never got a schedule either, so why are you looking at me?
We didn't do a schedule.
Gary just told me. And Wednesday.
You don't need a schedule. You know where you are.
In April. I just found out 40 minutes ago. I'm doing Rook Show
today's
today.
Today's Wednesday. He's not on the show either. So, I mean.
So we're never going to have to see Eric again?
I guess not.
Yes.
I don't
really understand where he is
for this whole
show today. I'm not quite sure. I know that he has to go to practice, but I'm not sure exactly how that works. But, you know, I'm not the one in charge. You all right there, Fred? I like that one.
These are good tips.
He almost fell.
I like
he almost
tips.
Fell over him. Just the
That's
tip.
Tips.
Anyway.
Oh, the question about Falk, I don't know. It's an interesting point.
What could Morris have done
differently? Yeah, I mean, Morris pretty much made the play, and the kid fought through it.
I do agree that Kevin Falk is the best blocking back the Patriots have.
Right.
Or at least
And I also think if Kevin Falk was on the field, it wouldn't have happened because it's one of those butterfly effect
right.
things that the whole play would have been different.
Everything's different.
But
right.
I also don't know how Kevin Falk would have reacted if a guy dove into his shins
yeah,
who was blitzing.
That was the funny part. Is
I don't think they practice that and assume a guy is, other than Teddy Bruschi, going to take yeah. himself out of a play
I
when
blitzing.
I think
there was an element of Pollard kind of biting for that play-action fake. Now, I don't think he – when he dove at him, I think that he had already – I don't think he was diving at him to tackle him. I think he already realized that. At that point,
I thought it looked like he had the athleticism of an aging Andy Hart,
and
which is to say none.
He chops at Morris's legs. Morris lands on top of him. They kind of wrestle each other, you know, in an effort, Pollard effort to get up and Morris to keep him down. And he does that bear crawl thing that we've been talking about, whether or not it was cheap or not, to the quarterback. I don't really know if the same play happens the same exact way with Kevin Falk, how it's different. I don't really know.
It isn't. I mean,
I'm not sure I agree with Merrill Hodge in that one.
No. Brian from Honolulu. I'm amazed at how many people have such definitive opinions about Matt Castle. Admittedly, I have only seen him in two preseason games, broadcast out here on C-SPAN 2 and three quarters in the Chiefs game.
C-SPAN, the government channel?
I get they have C-SPAN 2.
In between council
how
meetings?
About ESPN 2.
Well, that's not what he says. Anyway, he says, I think we need a bigger sample before we come to any real judgments. It would seem that by the bye week, we will have a better sense of his capabilities. However, I agree with Paul that the bigger issue is that the defense will not be given the great cover it received last year by the Brady Moss show. I am much more concerned about our cornerbacks, which we have a large sample of, and it is not good. As impressive as our front seven is at times, the secondary seems very beatable. The failure to bring in a free agent to fill the void is very disturbing. Sadly, I fear that this schedule is so weak that Sam Castle, I think you meant Matt, could QB this
team.
Sam Cassell could QB this team to the playoffs, but the defense will have to improve dramatically if they are to go deep in the playoffs. Well, that's
good
it.
Call.
I mean, okay. Gary, now Gary doesn't want me to see notes that he's holding up.
He said preseason games are on in Alaska and Hawaii.
Yeah,
yes, but I still don't think they're on C-SPAN. That's the government channel that like you can go and watch like what's happening on the floor of the Congress.
See Sarah Palin, shoot somebody.
You put lipstick on a pig, but still a pig.
Unbelievable. Unbelievable, by the way. I think that game set match, by the way, they just lost for good yesterday.
They do the same thing every time. They take a shot and then deny it was a shot.
Whenever they fall
behind
in the
Obama.
Polls, they cannot handle it, the Democrats. They can't handle it. There was a little buzz with Palin coming off the Republican convention. That's natural.
Are you kidding? It's a groundswell.
But you get the buzz coming off the convention.
And not like an Eric groundswell.
Which is one person.
Oh.
Woohoo! I'm
telling you, they made their bed. You make your bed bad, you get wrinkled, Fred. Like Raymond Nussbaum said.
Nick in Las Vegas, personal note on the 2001 quarterback situation comparison. I watched every snap of the preseason that year and had an authentic Brady jersey made before the season started. I told all my friends, I guarantee Brady is the starter before the year is up. Sorry, Paul. I was happy when Brady got his chance. I do not
feel... So is Fred. Serious injuries. He likes that.
Yeah, it's good stuff. It's funny. So is
AIDS. Oh, wait a minute. I forgot that was a Patriot.
I do not feel anywhere near the same this year. Hopefully Castle can get it done, but if he struggles after even just a few games, I'd like to see O'Connell get a chance. I do not want to sign any of these bums off the street. I'd rather see Falk take the snaps. Maybe Matthew Slater can play quarterback.
Fred, one of your favorite members of the media bet me $1 that Kevin O'Connell will be the starting quarterback coming out of the bye week.
Oh.
Can you figure out who that would be? Oh, you really don't give much thought to this. It's pretty obvious.
You love this person.
Is he a guy that's always here or just started coming back?
Is that you, Hobby?
Been here forever.
Felger.
No.
No.
Not
is that
guy.
You, Hobby?
You like this person
March?
On a personal level.
Well, she's in love with O'Connell.
She's in love with the third string. Well, now the second string quarterback.
Until he starts dating someone good looking and then she'll hate him.
That's a good point. That is a very good point.
Anyway, Dallas and Clinton writes in, or is it Clinton and Dallas? I don't know.
You were waiting for that?
Fred that predictable?
Do you guys think Brady will have his shoulder looked at since he's going to be out for the whole season anyway?
Well, hey, do the groin while you're in
might
there.
As well.
And that ankle sprain.
Maybe he'll come out like the bionic man, like Lee Majors.
I really don't, only because he could have had it looked at any offseason.
Plus, he's also going to get... he monitored it throughout the summer,
and
now he's going to have a huge rest here in the fall. Plus, you people don't even think he needs his right shoulder anymore because you think he's going to get a taste for life away from football and never come back.
I don't think that. I just brought that up as a possibility.
Fred thinks it.
You said yesterday you thought he was going to be
the fire.
Super motivated to come back and prove
burning.
People wrong. Fred
Brady
and I don't think
burning.
Anybody is going to be needed to be proven wrong because we don't think anybody is going to say that he can't come back.
Oh, they're going to say
and there's also, we raised the possibility that he enjoys life outside of football for a year. And then what happens then?
You know, here's the thing. And again, I don't want to throw things out, you know, that are unsubstantiated. But to this date, we know it's an injury, period. We don't know if it's other than an ACL, if it's an ACL plus other things. We don't know if there's cartilage damage. We don't know anything.
Right.
You know, this could be really, really, really bad where it's not just a year rehab. Maybe it's – who knows? We don't know that yet. And I'm saying that maybe it's to the degree where he says, you know, if I'm going to be 2 years away from the game or a year and a half or whatever. So we don't know.
I think I know.
Andy knows.
Okay. I just can't see him walking away. I can't.
Okay.
I don't think he's going to walk away either.
No, you guys think he's going to roll away in a wheelchair because he just had the worst knee injury ever.
I
don't think
Brady. But that's how Andy argues.
But Andy makes stuff up and puts words in people's mouths.
Now, injury.
Fred changes the argument. Andy exaggerates.
Injury.
That's basically.
It's all
getting with here.
Exactly right.
Thank you very much, Fred.
It's just a fun fact.
But
I'm the stubborn one. It never lets it go. That's my flaw.
Even if Brady had never gotten injured. I don't think he's the type of player that have to be dragged away from the game.
I agree.
Of course not.
That's my point. I think he was going down a path where other interests were taking a larger role in his life. I think this is going to push him back to football and reignite him.
I hope so.
Could go the other way. There's no doubt.
That's all we said.
That could happen. Yeah.
All I said was physically.
Well, you got him now out a year. You got him now out like 18 months and never walking again.
That's exactly what I said. I don't want to, you know, start anything or
right.
You know, and of course he has to.
No, he didn't.
Year and a half is what you said.
He said
we don't know.
We don't know the extent of the injury is what he said.
Nah. It's not
it may
bad.
Not be as bad as we think, but it does require
surgery. Nothing to see here. It's fine.
You know,
well, moving along.
It could be as routine as ACLs are. It could be just that.
Right.
You know, we don't know.
Fun fact.
We don't know. Anthony's in Naples. Anthony, how you doing?
Hey, what's going on there, Fred?
Hey, well done on Sunday, Anthony. Thank you very much.
Oh, I kind of thought you recognized me. I kind of figured you would,
well,
Wally.
I know what, you know, we don't get a lot of calls from Naples, Florida.
On this show or that show?
On that show.
Oh, good.
Oh, he called you on the EI show?
Yes, he did.
Oh, good.
Yes, a little questioning for Paulie there, since he was the more educated one of the group there. But,
boy.
I guess you guys are already talking about the injury and how long it's going to take to come back from it.
We don't know.
Well, we don't really know what
know
it is.
We don't know the specific injury, but...
Really, what I've been saying is that the only good thing about this whole situation is at least it happened this early in the season, so he has a little bit more time to recoup for next season.
That's true.
Yep.
That's really the only silver lining.
Yeah. I mean, that's about it. Yeah,
that's the only silver lining. But you are correct.
You would definitely assume that he should be 100% for training camp next year.
Like David Thomas last year, he got hurt so early that he had the whole
year. Yeah, Bill said the bad news was 2007, the good news was 2008.
Yeah, because I was telling people about Carson Palmer. He really didn't look that great the beginning of next season.
Yeah.
You know, he was a little bit rushed after that injury.
Right.
I thought.
And he had the third ligament tear, if I remember correctly.
I thought
right?
He just had an ACL. But his was in January.
His was in the playoff game, so he had no time.
So, I mean, I thought he tore either.
That's 4 months less time to rehab.
Yeah. The only thing I can say, guys, you know, I've been telling people, listen, don't get on me too much, but I hope Castle succeeds. And you know what? There's a reason he's been around for 4 years, because Bill sees something in him. You know, so I hang my hat on that.
But Rohan Davey was around for a few years, too.
Yeah, all right. Stop it, Andy. So negative. God.
Yeah, but
just bringing the facts up.
The emailers say that I'm the one that's doing that. Andy's the
no,
one that's
has,
raining on
no,
everyone's
he's
parade.
Going with this negativity. It's unbelievable.
No,
it's yeah, he
facts.
Obviously sees something in the players he keeps, but the assumption that they are good because they're here is the problem.
See, example,
seeing
CJ
something
Jones.
In somebody. All right, calm down. See Matthew Slater fumbling his first NFL kickoff return. Anyway,
hey, he's a rookie. He was nervous.
Yeah, he's nervous.
You got to hit pause.
CJ Jones wasn't
nervous. I got to show the guy something on the break.
Anthony, Fred's not ignoring you, but there's a cheerleaders video on in the background, and he cannot focus on two things at once.
The last girl was okay until she smiled,
Fred,
by the way.
I was calling up to give you kudos,
no,
too.
No, there's something I definitely have
Fred,
to show.
Fred, he wants to give you kudos. Listen.
Yes, I'm sorry. Anthony,
all
go.
All right, I was calling to give you praise and say Andy was an idiot.
Well, that's good.
Idiot.
That's
good.
I'm an idiot. What did I do now?
Because yesterday you guys had the argument, as in, like, well, Fred said Belichick, you know, was a little bit upset about Chris Sims, maybe contacting the media and whatnot.
Yep.
And actually, I was listening to Dan Patrick's show because he has a show on XM. I'm not sure if it's on regular radio up there, but he had the exact same story that Fred had.
No, yeah. That's out there now.
Jonathan has a lot of contacts.
Yeah.
Yeah, so I don't know. I think Fred's got a little inside track, and I was giving him credit for that, for at least kind of sharing the information.
Thank Fred
you,
was
Anthony.
Right.
Thank you. Okay.
All right. See you, Anthony.
All right, guys. Take it easy.
All right. We got a lot of emails coming in, and we're going to get to those right after this.
Patriot Place, New England's first and only super regional lifestyle and entertainment center, is now open right next to Gillette Stadium in Foxborough, Massachusetts. The home of the New England Patriots and the New England Revolution is now the home of New England's most exciting entertainment and shopping destination, featuring Circuit City, Bed Bath & Beyond, Christmas tree shops, Off-Broadway shoes, Staples, and New England's first Bass Pro Shops. Patriot Place has something for you. Your shopping needs. And coming soon to Patriot Place is the first CBS Scene restaurant and bar, a four-star hotel, showcase live entertainment venue, and a long-awaited hall at Patriot Place, presented by Raytheon. Patriot Place will soon be the home to more than 70 shopping, entertainment, and dining experiences unlike any other in New England. Visit patriot-place.com for more information and enter the grand opening sweepstakes for the opportunity to win a $10,000 Visa gift card for a Patriot Place shopping spree. Once-in-a-lifetime experience every day. At Patriot Place, everyone wins.
When you've got a lineman-size hunger and want the awesome, authentic taste of Gillette Stadium at your tailgate or right at home, tackle that appetite with Patriots Gridiron Grillers. Try Sack Attack sausages, First Down Franks, or Patriots brats in a wide variety of flavors at home, at the stadium, or at the game. And get your crowd cheering for Gridiron Grillers. They're great on the grill. Gridiron Grillers are all you'll need for the perfect tailgate or home barbecue. Check out all of the Patriots Gridiron Grillers. Mild and hot Sack Attack sausages, Patriots cheese brats and beer brats, First Down Franks, and more. Patriots Gridiron Grillers go great on the grill. Gridiron Grillers are available at Big Y, Demoulas Market Basket, Hannaford, Johnny's Foodmaster, Roach Brothers Sudbury Farm, Shaw's, and Stop and Shop, and distributed by Agar, Associated Grocers of Maine, and Associate Grocers of New England, and CNS Wholesale. Patriots Gridiron Grillers, when you just can't wait for Sunday.
Taylor on the turn, takes a touch, and buries it! 1-0 Reds! The sellout crowd in Foxborough rises to their feet. The Reds have the lead. Taylor Twellman just made 30,000 plus here at Gillette Stadium. Very happy.
2008 New England Revolution gear is here at the Revolution Pro Shop at Patriot Place. Located right next to Gillette Stadium, the Revolution Pro Shop has all of the official Revolution merchandise you'll ever need. Get the new 2008 home and away jerseys with name and number of your favorite player, or have one customized with your own name and number. Jackets, sweatshirts, hats, tees, and much more. With a huge selection of Revolution items for men, women, kids, and infants. The Revolution Pro Shop has something for everyone. The Revolution Pro Shop at Patriot Place is open 7 days a week and always available online at www.revolutionsoccer.net. Get the gear your favorite player wears on the field at the Revolution Pro Shop.
We've heard about Eric's exploits on the football field, and he's heard about the upcoming game with the greats. But this is getting ridiculous, and he's dragging Kyle into his delusions of grandeur. Yes, Eric, we know it's not pronounced that way.
This is former quarterback Steve Grogan.
And former linebacker Steve Nelson.
We want to tell you about the game with the greats.
Are you one of those diehard fans who remembers our playing days, like the 85 Super Bowl or the snowplow kick?
Maybe you just want to meet the newest members of the Patriots Hall of Fame, like Ben Coates or my good friend Stanley Morgan.
Andre Tippett, one of my linebacker brothers, will be there too.
Do you think he'll bring his gold jacket with him?
I hope so. I can't wait to see it on him.
If you're a big-time fan, you won't want to miss the game with the greats. It's happening on October 5th at Gillette Stadium, when the current Patriots are away at San Francisco.
Get your tickets now at patriots.com/alumni.
Hey, that was pretty good, huh, Steve?
Yep, we still got it. We should call ESPN. We could be the next Mike and Mike.
Mike and Mike sounds more like Beavis and Butthead. Now back to the guys and Eric.
All right. The game with the greats. From what I understand, Lori Baranski will be here next week to give away tickets.
Yes. So tune in next week if you want to go to the game with the greats.
So that's a good take, though. That game is well worth going to. Watch it
with the greats.
Fidelity Investment Clubhouse with all the former Patriots, Ben Coates, Stanley Morgan, Steve Grogan, Steve Nelson, Andre Tippett,
Andre
John
Tippett,
Hanna.
Can you start with the most prominent, newest Hall of Famer?
That's Ben Coates. That's who I started
with. No. Real Hall of Fame.
Okay, well, you know, and the Patriots were all one team. You know,
what? So then why don't you have Mosey Tatupu out there?
If he would go. He's moving to California, by the way.
Oh, boy.
To be closer to Lofa. He's he lived in Rentham. He's moving to West Coast.
Why doesn't
West
he move
Coast.
To Seattle, then?
We are all Patriots.
West Coast, I meant. So, Paul, what's the matter?
Nothing.
You're just looking down, playing with your headphones.
You
look very, very depressed.
Last couple of days, Paulie's been down in the dumps.
Do I have to take your shoelaces and belt away?
No.
All right.
No.
No.
Hang
no
five people with that belt.
Why do you have to laugh and substantiate him?
He's relentless. Louis writes in from Tampa, I'm still waiting for Fred Kirsch to explain to us how Brady's injury is a plan from Belichick to put Spygate to rest. I'll come up with something.
Work on something by next week.
Went the opposite route. Brady doesn't matter.
What should we expect from the offense? Less empty back sets and more pro sets? How many carries should Maroney have by season's end? Well, the running back should have at least 30 carries a game.
Oh, running backs.
Running
backs.
That's
their goal every game is to get to run the ball 30 times, and they generally hit that mark.
But
the question is, how many passing attempts do you get? Because last year you were so successful offensively that you had the ball every game. You were scoring so many points. You know, the play total went up. You know, if you're not as efficient, you're able to do that.
Yep.
I don't know. We'll have to wait and see. As you said, you're glued to the TV waiting for it to happen.
We talked about it yesterday with the Steelers. Don't you think they'd like to have a Steelers-like plan where, you know, Castle comes out and has to make maybe a couple throws early to get him a lead? Then they play defense, they run the ball, and they roll out to a victory.
I also think they're going to try to run the ball in the same situations that they run the ball now. You know, I think they want to spread the field and have multiple receiver sets and try to spread defenses out and run. Maybe more often than they did, you know, with Brady. But I don't think they want to line up two tight ends with, you know, Heath Evans leading the way for a tailback. I don't think they want to do that. I think they want to try to stay true to their offense. When Belichick says that we don't change it, I think he's telling the truth.
Alejandro from Bogota. I was listening to an old PFW show, and Andy bet the Patriots would go 16-0. The fact that Andy put his money on the Pats is an already stunning fact, but Felger promised him to seed him his weekly show. Andy, former PFW host, promised him his paycheck. Did Andy receive any of those?
Neither.
Of course not. I have a question for Eric.
That don't
well,
pay
Eric's
up.
Not here, but I'll ask him anyway. Not surprisingly, it's not football related, but politics related. I was amazed by the grandeur of both Democratic and Republican conventions. My question is about the people that go there and don't stop cheering. Are they paid to do so, or don't they realize it's all a fantasy? Also, do you think Sarah Palin is a MILF?
Yes.
Yes.
Lubricants.
They're not paid. Those are like the small town
delegates. Yeah, those are just the Yahoo.
I went to high school with the loser from my area that did that. Hope he doesn't listen.
But I'm sure, Eric, do you think
probably
Eric,
isn't.
You think Eric has the hots for Sarah Palin?
No.
No? Really?
Barack Obama, maybe.
Oh, see now.
Although not based on his comments about Barack Obama about 2 months ago.
He doesn't like Obama.
Speaking of Barack Obama.
No, I didn't mean as a politician, Paul.
As a lover.
He doesn't like him.
I'm not doing it with him.
On to football.
Fred's the Obama guy. Have you said that on this show, that you're the Obama guy?
I am voting for Barack Obama.
It's over. You lose.
On to football. During last year, what was the main reason behind the Pats' defense poor performance in the red zone? Was it the run defense, the pass defense, or what the hell we're leading big attitude? From what you saw at training camp, can we expect an improved performance from the red zone defense? You know, I know
it's got to improve from last year.
Well, it has to.
It wasn't very good last
from the
year.
Beginning, but I really do think the big leads had a lot to do with it. There was no pressure. And I think in the red
there
zone,
is
yeah,
some complacency
you have to have that like
intensity
and, you know, I can't be beat by my guy type attitude.
But you're also you're working in less space too when you're down there, so that should help out a little bit.
No, it does. But last year they were so bad, but it didn't matter because they had such big
leads. Didn't make a difference.
Leads.
They're up 52-0.
Right, and I think that was part of the fact that they weren't that good.
Did they give up a lot of touchdowns in those situations last year?
Yeah, they did in the beginning of the year. They didn't have a lot of those situations.
Did they give up a lot of touchdowns when they had huge leads last year? Because I, to be honest with you, I don't really recall a lot of those.
No, but the
percentage. I recall the Patriots scoring the late touchdowns last year. That was the whole running up the score thing.
I know,
that they
but the red zone situation percentage was bad. They were the worst team in the league.
Ding.
Okay. It's on.
Right now, I'm in that Big Show mentality. Do I do this? Do I let it go?
Let it go. Okay. We were having a good show.
All right.
He goes, no, but the percentage. Like,
I know the red zone defense wasn't good.
Okay. That changed the argument.
The red zone defense wasn't good. I was simply wondering whether or not they allowed a lot of those red zone touchdowns while having a big lead.
Yes, I think they were.
Okay.
Yeah.
I don't think that.
Because they had big
fine.
Leads in the first half. They were running away with games. Right?
But to say that, they didn't give up a lot of touchdowns, period, right?
No.
So
no.
You're making the assumption that every touchdown they gave up was with a big lead.
No, I'm saying most of the touchdowns they gave up were from the red zone.
Okay.
I mean,
Andy, you should have just listened to you all the way.
Paul in London says, here are your picks from last week, and he points out that I won last week. I don't know if that was with the spread or without
it. You won last week.
With the spread or without it?
Without the spread, you won.
Okay. I don't know about
you went 12-4.
Andy had 11, Paul had 9, Eric had 9, Parenti had 8.
That's correct.
Wow. And he's wondering why Gary and Mini Gary don't do picks. Why don't you guys do picks?
Because it takes long enough.
Okay, Eric is 10th in his fantasy league out of 12 after week 1 and will be playing the team who was 3rd this week in my team the week after. Keep up the good shows. Eric is a, and I can't say it because it's the F word.
Do you just play in the fantasy league? Do you just play one-on-one games with people, or is it total points count?
No, one-on-one. That's why Andy's getting
screwed. So not
second
really.
High scorer is in sixth place, or seventh place, or whatever the first losing team is. That's me.
Oh. I won.
Should have showed up for your draft.
I won, and I'm in first
some
place.
Some guy wiped the floor with me. I was the second scorer, but not by like 50.
You had the second most points of the whole week, and 7 other people won their games, but you lost.
Yeah, happened to play the guy that scores the most, you lose.
Yeah. Oh, I had like 117, and everybody else was like 110.
So you just have a bad league then. 117.
You just had bad luck.
What do you mean?
I don't know. What the hell's this discussion talking about? What are we talking about here?
He's like, I don't know. Like, I don't know what the points were. All I know is I won my game.
Let's see. Chris with a TIAN says about our show. He wonders if we're putting it up on the website because he doesn't get Neckin. I forgot to ask for that tape.
Just so you know, Chris Chin, you'll get the same Chris Chin, not Christian. Anyway, you'll get the same answer all year long. You'll never see it on the website.
Oh, God forbid you remind me when we're there. You know, God forbid you say something.
Can we send an email so that we don't have to remember, so that somebody gives us a tape?
All right. Well, remind me.
Okay.
All right.
So it's on me now.
Well, you know, take a little responsibility instead of pointing the finger
at
everybody.
Yeah, show some initiative.
Yeah.
You know?
And what are we doing? Are we doing the whole show? Are we doing point counterpoint?
No,
are we doing
the whole show up?
Do we have the ability to do that?
Why not?
Doesn't it take up a lot of space? It's a 22, 23-minute show.
We put up a – that's how long Patriots Today is.
No one watches
17 minutes. No one watches.
It's not even my show, and I'm pissed off now.
No one watches Patriots Today?
A lot of people watch Patriots. A
lot of people.
You know?
So big. It's big on the internet.
Get those numbers in.
I would hope it's big on the internet. It'd be in trouble if it was big somewhere other than the internet.
It's killing on the internet.
Brian from Aspen, Colorado. There is nothing a team can do about injuries, but put another player into the spot, move on, and hope for the best. I don't have an opportunity to watch all of the Patriots games, so I rely on folks like yourselves and others who cover the team. In Felger's report card and on cold, hard football facts, the play of Merriweather and Sanders was brought into question. You all have spoken to this as well. I'm very concerned about lousy pass drafts and the position it puts the team in to play well. It is one thing to try and recover from an injury, and yet quite another to fail because you have built a subpar team. Wow. Let's face it. If the secondary is full of Jags, we have a very little chance to have a successful defensive season. Please speak to this. Has Sanders taken a step back, and is Merriweather playing poorly again?
Sanders, I think, has taken a step back. I told you this, Fred, in the car. I think he had a bad preseason, and I think he had a really bad first game, reminiscent of his first game when he was giving up big plays. And, you know, supposedly the light went on against him. But he has come to the point where I think he's a bit of a liability. I think there's enough examples now over a couple of years here where when he's deep down the field, even it doesn't always end up as a touchdown or whatever, but, you know, you remember against the Giants, right, where they had the deep play, and we come to find out Sanders was over late. And on this, he takes a bad angle. And again, on the touchdown, potentially, he took a bad angle. He doesn't intersect well when the ball's in the air, and he's not necessarily in man-to-man coverage, but is playing a safety role, sort of free back there. The geometry is never right for him to intersect the player, the ball, all at the same time. It's like he picks one in his mind and isn't able to make the play. And I do think he's regressed a little bit.
I didn't notice Merriweather much the other day, though. I mean, now he was involved in that particular play. I thought he was kind of in his zone, and he had the under.
Right.
You know, so I'm not necessarily saying that he was terrible on that play.
And the ball that hit him in the hands, as we
nothing to
chest,
do with him.
He got screened. That was not a drop or anything like that. So yeah, I didn't think he stuck out as much as I thought. And I said to Fred also, there was a couple tackles in the preseason where I thought James Sanders missed a tackle once and got run over another time. And that's really his bread and butter, because if he can't tackle, then he's losing value quickly back there.
I have some concerns about the secondary. I think that the emailer there is right to be worried.
But Ellis Hobbs, 4 picks in his last 5 games,
he's
baby,
hot.
Around the ball.
He's hot, and now he's playing with 2 hands.
Well, very productive.
Told you.
Yes, he did, and others.
Very productive game. Some people said they didn't like, who was?
Lewis Sanders?
No, somebody on TV, one of the ESPN big mouths, said that Harrison didn't have a good game.
No, I told you someone had told me that in the war room they were talking about how poorly he was playing.
In that one game or all preseason?
No, that
in
one
that game.
Game.
Like, watching the game, people were saying, what's Harrison, you know, ranting and raving about him sucking.
ESPN big mouths.
Maybe we'll keep an eye on it. We'll put a little more focus on Rodney Harrison this week.
The secondary is something we should
focus
on.
Bill talked about today. He was asked, I thought it was a good question, the Lewis Sanders start. Is that going to be a position that could be matchup week to week? Who starts? And he didn't really answer specifically. But
well, he kind of said that O'Neal will, once he catches up,
also didn't
might
mention
be able
the guy
to
I thought was going to start.
Crack the lineup out.
Terrence
no,
Wheatley.
That's a concern. I'm not sure what happened there, but
he's a weatherman.
I think O'Neal in a couple of weeks probably is in that starting lineup.
Yeah, I think Wheatley had his chance, and now they're saying, you know, it's going to be a little while before you
really
get another
but
chance.
But what did he do?
What did he do to not to lose that
whatever
chance?
It is, I don't know. But he certainly had his chance early in the season. Now he's not there. So,
you mean the preseason?
The preseason,
oh.
Yeah.
I was like, well, hey. But when they cut the guy that was ahead of him, you sort of assume that this was his chance.
Apparently
now.
The reps we saw in preseason at corner were totally to be disregarded because...
Which surprises me why they don't want us to write about that stuff. Obviously, it doesn't mean anything.
It doesn't matter who starts in the preseason.
And I say us. I don't mean PFW. I mean
media.
Everybody, the media.
Marvin writes in,
Marvelous.
We are all speculating on what Belichick will do with this team for the rest of the season. I think we can look back to his mentor, Bill Parcells, in the 1999 Jets season. Just the year before Parcells took Vinny and the Jets to the AFC Championship game, only to lose to the Broncos. It was Cousin Vinny's greatest year, and the Jets were 12-4 in the regular season. Then in 99, they had a really tough schedule from the start and were 2-5 when Vinny goes down for the year. This was what I think was Parcells' finest hour.
This is incorrect.
Didn't he go down in the first game?
He went down in the second quarter of the first game.
Yeah. At his press conference, Belichick tells reporters, well, I guess we'll see if he can play, talking about Ray Lucas, the backup quarterback. Well, old Bill and his circle of wagons mentality coached up Lucas and finished the year going 6-2 in the last 8 games, his most underrated coaching job ever. I fully expect Belichick to follow suit, do the same thing with Castle. If you can get a chance to go to SI.com Vault and read the article about Parcells 12-14 on December 14th, 1998, a hard man for a hard job. If you read this, you will see how Belichick turns out like he is. Thank you for all you do. And Marvin is from Kernersville, North Carolina.
Yeah, I mean, I think that's a very interesting season by way of comparison, because the Jets were coming off that AFC title game. A lot of people thought they were a Super Bowl favorite in the AFC. They were very similar to the Patriots. Now, they weren't as good as the Patriots. They didn't come off a 16-0 season like New England did. But they were thought to be the front runners, and they had everything seemingly in place. First game of the year against the Patriots, right at the Meadowlands. Vinny goes down with the ruptured Achilles. He's out for the year. I think one of the things that Belichick is really focusing on right now is he's probably remembering that season. And I think it really – remember Keyshawn Johnson, Fred? He comes out very emotional at the post-game press conference. He was at the podium. He banged the podium. He was just so upset and so emotional. He started crying. He leaves. You know, it's like you could see it right there. You know, man, we had this. We were going to the Super Bowl, and now it's over. We lost Vinny.
I'm sorry.
And I think what Belichick is trying to do is he's trying to eliminate. And what happened? They went 2-6 in the first 8 games, and then they made the switch to Ray Lucas. They changed things around. They circled the wagons, as the emailer said, and they went 6-2 down the stretch. It was too little, too late. And I think what Belichick is trying to do right here is avoid that self-pity phase. Let's not sit around and feel sorry for ourselves. That's not going to help. The games are still going to get played. So we have to be ready. If the sooner we can put it behind us, the sooner we can move on. And maybe we can avoid that 2-6 start that the Jets couldn't avoid.
Right.
And now they also, you know, the guy they went to was Rick Meyer. And he didn't do the job for 6 games.
Right.
If Castle does the job, that means that, you know, it's going to make it a lot easier. Right. If they had gone to Ray Lucas from the start, maybe the Jets make the playoffs that year.
You know, and it's interesting, you know, you look at, you know, the wide receiver, Keyshawn Johnson and Randy Moss.
Very similar.
Kind of the same mold.
Very similar. You saw Randy,
yep.
You know, putting that diamond earring in, as he said. He goes, you know, it hurts. It hurts. I mean, I telling you, I'm not trying to say this is because of that email. I was thinking back to that Keyshawn Johnson press conference as Randy was talking. Randy wasn't as emotional as Keyshawn was,
right?
But you could see the hurt on his face.
But, you know,
you could see it.
He even admitted during the game he's looking down at that door to see if
every Brady, time the crowd cheered, much like Andy and I in the press box, he was looking to see if Brady was coming back.
Yeah, so I think that if I he's am not. Bill Belichick, I'm spending a little bit more time than I normally would with Randy Moss the next couple weeks, making
I
sure that his
right.
head's
think,
on right.
I think that's important.
Be a good sitcom, Randy and me.
TG and NJ, I've been watching Patriots today, and I have a question. Is Brian Lowe that tall or is Paul that short?
Both.
Both.
Yeah. Brian's pretty tall, and I'm pretty short.
Brian's what, like 6'2"?
I'm waiting for Andy to chime in here.
How tall is Brian Lowe?
With something.
He's probably like 6'2". Yeah. I'm not quite 5'10".
Okay.
So I'm pretty short.
Andy, again, missing the boat. I'm not 5'10". You could have said pounds.
I thought you meant them not asking him to do Patriots Today anymore, which they don't. They've kind of like just said, you
I've
know,
never ever done Patriots
Today. Oh, you've been Patriots.
That's why.
Yeah. No, I haven't.
Yeah.
He always says no.
Right.
Oh, that's why they don't ask him.
I've never said no. They've never asked me.
That's not the story they tell me.
Never been asked once, ever.
You're an elitist. Why do you say no?
I've never been asked. I would have to be asked to say no.
You have to wonder why, though. Why haven't they asked you?
Even I was asked. If I was asked, why wouldn't you
ask? I don't wonder why.
That's fine. But I've never been asked once. I never turned it down.
Because it's Patriots Today, not A-hole today.
A-hole in the A-gap.
Right.
But for someone to say that I turned it down, that's a false statement. Never been asked.
Never been asked.
Okay.
Are you being specific? Like, is that Belichick speak? Maybe they emailed you and said, would you ever?
I never said that.
Okay. Never been asked a single time, ever once.
Okay. All right.
In the history of Patriots.
Would you
today.
Like to be asked? Do you feel bad about this?
Not really.
No?
I think there's some underlying
resentment. I think so.
Resentment.
I think this might be the whole.
You know my resentment, and if it deals with emails being sent and declined and not returned.
This could be
I thought I was reading that properly.
You want the underlying resentment
We might have just tapped into the whole psyche of Andy Hart. The fact that he's never been asked to do Patriots Today is what makes him such a creep.
We finally cracked the code.
Yeah.
And I know why you haven't been asked.
Through that
how
facade.
He has to make fun of me every time I do it.
Right. It's bitterness.
Pressing your pain.
It's resentment.
Yesterday?
Yeah.
About doing it?
Yeah.
I mean, I make fun of you.
He likes to do
I got to clarify that question. I can't say when's the last time I made fun of you because somebody will chime in. Well,
that was 38 seconds ago.
12:17.
Andy, are you tearing up?
When you
up
said
right
that five
now?
People,
I think you're
five
tearing
people
up
could hang themselves
okay.
in my belt.
Was that
Freddie,
the last
I know why he hasn't been asked.
Why?
But first,
Let's turn it over. Patriots.
No, that's not fair. Those were those old stupid stand-ups.
Thanks, Lori. This is a very explosive team that is big and fast and can score in a large number of ways.
I wouldn't have asked Andy to do those again.
I think you're right, Gary. That's it. He failed the audition.
I agree. I failed that miserably.
Yeah. Larry the Drunk.
I believe they removed that segment from the show.
Just so you know, he didn't fail it any worse than I did.
Paul, you're a veteran.
Those
now
were
on TV.
Awful. Those were really bad stuff that we
But those
did.
Are stand-ups, Fred.
And with nothing to go on.
Right.
It was like 5 seconds after.
Why are you laughing?
We used to do it 5 seconds after the press conference was
One
over.
Time.
We had to summarize the press conference.
I'd like to see Fred go do that.
He can't even open the show.
He can't close the show. See you Thursday.
Oh, they
Welcome
knew what
to
I meant.
Wednesday, PFW in Progress.
They knew what I meant.
No, they know enough not to listen to me.
He was
what
just like,
said.
Here, hold this. And I said, okay.
Larry the Drunk says, well, I'll admit Sunday sucked. The minute I heard the words, and Brady's on the turf, the same sick feeling I had during the final seconds of the Super Bowl came rushing back. After seeing the replay, I knew he was done. Sadly, I couldn't bear to watch the end of the game. I was a mix of horrible emotions. Mainly, I felt awful for Brady. But now, as have all Patriots fans, I have learned to accept it. Castle's our guy, and we're moving forward. The next 16 weeks will be the test of the true Patriot fan. I think we could still shake it up. It won't be 0-1, but Castle has a chance to prove himself, and Moss can show that he can be a leader. In the space of a few days, it went from embrace the hate in 08 to hope Brady's fine for 09. I'm fired up, can't wait for Sunday. To be honest, Favre can't survive throwing 60-yard floaters against Bill Belichick. I think the D will be a bigger story come Sunday.
Blitz. That was not a floater.
And Blitz. Eli Manning survived throwing 30-yard floaters against Bill Belichick.
That bomb to Cotchery was not a 60-yard floater,
well, that
by
was.
The way.
Blitz,
I call him Lollipop.
Blitz, Brett Austin,
throw,
make
referring
it, throw
to
it up.
A-hole.
Castle will be okay, not great, just okay. That's all we ask.
That the one he had one pass that was lucky, and that was that fourth down because they couldn't kick a field goal because Nugent was hurt. So they went for it on fourth down, and instead of getting sacked, he just threw it up. And Stuckey was wide open. For the touchdown. That
I've
was
always wanted to be a Packer.
That, those kind of plays wouldn't figure to happen against the Patriots unless it's the Super Bowl.
Oh, wow. Shot across the bow there, Paul.
But I'm just, remember. I mean, that bomb to
no, that
Cotchery,
was a, that was a strike.
I mean, that was a
good
perfect
throw.
Play action fake.
Yeah,
he was 60
yard
open,
floater.
And the pass was right on the numbers.
It's wobbling on its way down.
That was a thing of beauty.
Kind of like Matt Castle's thing of beauty to Randy Moss.
Exactly. Nothing floater about that. That was a perfect pass.
Sheila in Clearwater, I've been a sports fan most of my life, and I don't think there is a sport that doesn't have a sportsmanlike conduct rule. I think if a player lives by those rules, why can't the fans? Supporting your team is great, but to do it at the expense of others makes you a loser. Anyone who buys a shirt that puts down another team or player is not what I call a real fan. I bet there aren't.
Then you must hate Fenway Park.
I bet there are not any players in the
whole
of professional sports that thinks those shirts are funny. Maybe I'm wrong, and I think too highly of a lot of players,
yes.
But I bet you would find more that are pissed off by that kind of thing than are entertained by it.
I agree. I think,
I
just
think
like
the Bernard
you said,
Pollard shirt is
every sport
ridiculous.
Has unsportsmanlike rules, and most players follow them, some don't. Just like in society, most people
follow
think one
rules.
Thing
yeah.
and... Some people don't. It's,
I mean, not everybody, you know, gets
I bet
drunk
the guy
and falls
hasn't
all
sold
over themselves.
20 T-shirts.
Yeah. See, I think those.
It's just getting
those,
put out there
no
in the
place.
Media because it's an image. It's a nice little story.
There's no place
Nobody's
for those
buying
T-shirts.
Them.
Not
speak for yourself.
Just.
No. I'm kidding.
I would never, you know, and to answer your question, Mike, I would never buy a Yankee Sox T-shirt. I would.
I wouldn't
never,
either.
I think it's stupid.
Okay. I'd buy a Bart Simpson crack kills T-shirt. Would that make me a bad guy?
And I hate the Yankees more than I hate the Jets. And that's a lot.
I own some objectionable T-shirts that I won't get into, but...
And yet, you were the one on your high horse earlier.
I don't wear them in public.
Sure you don't.
I don't.
And all of a sudden, he's worried about the youth of America. Right. What do you say? Daddy, what does that mean? What do you say to
me? Seriously, what do you say?
What do you say?
What do you say?
What do you say when you wear your stupid shirts?
I only have...
The only funny shirts I have is a
Bayside Tigers T-shirt. That's kind of funny. Saved
that's
by the
a
bell.
Funny shirt.
It's a funny shirt.
Obviously, that's not what you were just referencing.
No, it wasn't. Of course
ago.
Not.
Hey!
Eric's here.
Now, was that for Eric, or is that really
the door opened.
Wow, Eric's got
Someone's
his notebook.
Someone's at the door.
So it looks like he's got a sly smile on his face, so we might be getting some
when
big news
I,
from Eric.
When do I not have a sly smile on my face?
I don't know. But what do you
he
got
He always
for
knows
us?
More than you, so he always has
Except
that sly
good
smile.
Question. Good point, Paul. Very good point.
Thank you.
A little surprising from practice today, absent
Randy Moss.
Matt Cassel.
Randy Moss.
Uh-oh.
Randy Moss and Jabbar Gatton. It was a receiver light practice.
In the principal's office.
Great.
Three receivers
I saw
missing.
Both of them in the locker room.
I saw Gaffney.
I didn't see Moss.
Moss was hamming it up with, I believe, Jabbar Gatton and Lawrence Maroney.
But Moss was on a conference call, supposedly, at 11:30.
Yeah, so I saw him at about 10.
I figured that's why
of,
we didn't see him.
Oh, maybe he got a little, he got a, you know, a
little exhausted from the conference.
No, a little slip, a hallway slip, so
Ink
he
slip?
Could be late.
Maybe. Yeah.
I mean, can't speak that language.
But he was in the locker room after the conference call.
Yeah.
Yeah, plus
anyway,
that's a long time.
Maybe he's off negotiating with Dante.
It was an 11:30 conference call, and practice wasn't until 1, right?
Correct. So
okay.
That was a little surprising, the two of them and then Sam Aiken and Watson who haven't been practicing. Or
you like
been
that one, huh?
Recently,
wait, not only Matt do you have to start, but Moss isn't playing.
Yeah,
good luck.
The receivers out there today were Welker, Ventrone, C.J. Jones, and...
oh, yeah.
Bill, this is me, Matt. I retire.
Can you remember who the other
I
one was?
I figure it's going to be like Mike Ruzioni. It's never going to get any better than it did Sunday. Yeah. I think I'm going to walk away.
So that's about it. No black practice jerseys either, which was kind of odd. You know, usually they give those out to the best practice scout team player from the week before. Nothing. So I don't know. Sometimes they do it on Thursdays, so that's not...
We're not singling out anyone anymore. It's all one team.
Well, maybe. We'll see.
I don't know.
We'll see tomorrow.
What else you got? Anything?
That was about it.
That's it.
That was about it.
Okay.
You guys, a little surprised that the Mayday Malone returned to Foxborough? I mean, it looks like, you know, they've had...
Obviously that they're looking for punting help.
I guess. They've been trying for like 2 months
It should
now.
Be after Sunday. Because Hansen wasn't great.
Yeah, he boomed a couple into the end zone.
Yeah.
Should have been.
Maybe that's why they're bringing in like 5 guys a week.
But, I mean, we remember Malone from last year and... It wasn't pretty.
I'll be honest with you, I don't really remember Malone. Like,
I remember I remember the other guy was decidedly better than he was.
That's what I mean.
Bogger.
Yeah. So,
But they tried out all these other young punter types, and they clearly weren't in love with Hodges.
Brooks Bernard. Where is Brooks Bernard?
You know,
he
had a great one game. That game, that snow
in
game against
snow.
Miami.
Yeah.
I'm surprised they got
Probably
rid of
him.
I
kind of missed Todd
Sullivan. Bernard Pizzeria.
It was a character.
No, it's Sonny's Car Wash.
What else? Well,
that'll do it.
You've
for
said
practice.
What else 5 times. He's got nothing. Read an email.
Well, I mean,
we'll take a break.
Anything that you want to chime in before we get back to emails? Any opinions?
Todd could not
observations.
Even, Todd couldn't even make fun of you today. He's so distraught over the whole Brady
Todd from Nova
thing.
Scotia.
Yeah.
No, instead he made fun of me. I didn't like it.
Well, you're an easy target, though.
That's
let's
true.
Be honest.
Wow.
No,
big,
the only
big target.
And I'm sure you guys have probably already talked
it
about
here,
it.
Get it here, sign.
You know, when Brady went down the other day, my first thought was in 2001 when Bledsoe went down and everyone's first reaction was the season's over. They're not going to win another game. Who is this Brady kid? You know, I know
so
we've
were you
seen...
surprised that we didn't get that reaction and instead we're going to win 10 to 12 games and make the playoffs anyway?
I'm a little bit surprised that people are willing to give him more of a chance now that he's actually the guy, whereas a month ago or 2 weeks ago people were saying,
about that yesterday.
I don't think they have a choice. You know, it's either that or give up.
They put on their Fred Kirsch glasses.
During the summer,
they had
was
to change
we
their
kept,
perspective based on the facts of the case.
We kept the wrong Matt in the summer. Yeah. 2 weeks later, the best quarterback in our lifetime went down, and now we have the right Matt.
But you have to admit, if he had come in on Sunday, if he had come in on Sunday and fallen all over himself, I don't think people would be as hopeful as they are.
You're right. And you know that 98-yard drive, which ended up being almost a 100-yard drive, basically.
Right.
If he didn't make it happen
right.
on that.
Right.
Probably would have changed the complexion of the game. There
right.
would have been a lot more calls for him to either not be cut, maybe, but to bring in a veteran quarterback. But there really aren't any veterans out there, let's be honest.
You know what I think makes a big difference in the perception of the fans or the predictions going forward is that this team just coming off a better season than the 0-1 team was. And now
and
Belichick,
a better team,
Belichick's got his cachet. He's
yeah.
got his 3 Super Bowls, so
yeah.
now people trust him regardless. And
right.
I think back then there was that uncertainty.
They were 5-11 coming
the,
off, you know, a 5-11 team, 0-2
already.
Yep.
For the
no
record.
Real history to draw from.
Right.
Ellis
so
Hobbs chimed in on the better team theory than the one that Tom Brady inherited. He said it remains to be seen.
Ooh, I think that's a good answer to that question.
Kevin Falk
that's
had the same
the truth.
Type
yeah.
of answer, too.
Because
like, hey, we haven't done anything yet. We don't know if we're a better team.
Well, we had that argument
there's
yesterday,
there's also
didn't
a
we?
Lot of different things to
pretty
to
sure
consider.
Randy Moss is better than Curtis Jackson or whoever the hell
okay,
is playing.
Okay, great. Take one player to make your whole point.
But
great.
If he's not able to get the ball, then it's not better.
Right.
And you might be better off with Shaq Payne Davis and Troy Brown.
And I'm not certain the defense is better, Andy. I'm sorry. I don't care if the personnel individually is more talented.
I don't think you're going to throw the ball.
That's a defense that allowed
272 points that year. If this team allows only 272 points, then so be it.
But I, you know, I like the way that they answered. I like the way Hobbs answered that.
It's a good answer.
I think it's a good answer.
It's the only answer, though.
You know, it remains to be seen. You know, maybe, you know, Castle's able to get the ball distributed to Moss and Welker and stuff like that. But, it, you know, Brady, the way he got the ball to the wide receivers that year was a lot of those screens. I mean, Troy Brown caught 511 screens that year. I counted. It was 511. I don't know if you want to give the ball.
Must have dropped like 400 of them because he only got credit for 100 receptions.
I don't know if you want to get Moss the ball that way right now at this stage of his career. I'm not sure that's the best way to use him. And I'm not sure that he's going to do what Troy Brown did after the catch. You know, I'm not saying that Troy Brown is a better player than Randy Moss. He's not.
Different.
But he does different things after he catches the ball.
You don't want to, you know, jerk the quarterback off.
We've been watching Moss for a year now. I mean, Moss.
What's that? The hell's that from?
Moss after the catch, unless he's in the end zone, he's not scoring.
Right.
He doesn't have speed.
The way
that kind of speed.
The way that game, the way that team unfolded, the way that team was constructed before Bledsoe went down, they had Antoine Smith and Mark Edwards. In a style that they, you know, they weren't opposed to lining up and trying to be physical and trying to run the ball. I'm not sure this team is constructed that way, and they might be asked to do that with this offensive line. So I think personnel-wise, player for player, I think it's a blowout. I think this team is far superior to 0-1 in terms of man-for-man talent, but it might not be the same personnel that you want to use, you know, in the way – you know, that best suits Matt Castle.
Not to mention Lady Luck that Fred brought up yesterday
with
unconscious receivers and Lord knows what happened and when.
Fred was all over that yesterday, and he was right.
Let's see. Todd thinks
I can't say anything to Fred without him making fun of me. You rolled your eyes. I saw you.
Todd has Paul figured out. He says, Paul doesn't have anything to say negative. Every time someone said something positive, Paul would get very quiet or say he's not going to give his opinion. When Paul's not talking, it scares me.
Well, I'm sorry that you got that impression, but, you know, when I talk too much, I get made fun of, and when I don't talk enough, evidently, I get made fun of.
Wow.
You know what time it is now, ladies and gentlemen?
It's Andy is Right
time. Should we get the violin out?
Eric was just playing. He's a musician, you know. He's played like seven instruments.
I saw the condescending little guy.
You played seven instruments?
No. Andy's embellishing a little bit.
Three,
yeah.
So I know you embellished, so it was really one.
No, it was
and it
three.
Was the blank truth. It was a
fight. All right. I was waiting. Fred. I was waiting.
Why do you do that?
I was waiting for it. Somebody's at the door.
Hey, this is Brian Morey from the Hall at Patriot.
That voice again.
Now it's time for smartass Andy Hart's Urban Dictionary Word of the Day. That's word.
Gary, I see you gave me a couple here and you circled one. Well, I'm not reading the one you circled, so if that was the intention of your little red line, I'm going with one that Fred Kirsch referenced earlier in the cheerleader video that was on in the background. Wagon rut. That's wagon rut.
Oh, boy.
It's not the one he wanted me to read. I can't even say the word. It's begoingly doinglies? It means big boobs.
Boingly doinglies?
Boingly doinglies?
Oh, boingly doinglies.
Can you get Moss to do one of these? I bet you he would do one.
You should have read Ninja Foot.
You have a relationship with him? You seem to have the music thing where you can...
I tried it with him. He pushed me off onto Dante last year.
I like it.
Yeah, talk to Stallworth.
Stallworth got hurt, too.
Dante Stallworth did?
Yeah, a lot of injuries Sunday.
Hardly ever see that. Except when he was here, he was healthy, just didn't do much.
Let's see. James Edwards from Roanoke Rapids, North Carolina. During my call yesterday, I forgot to ask if anyone knows why the completion to Moss and the play where Brady was injured was called a fumble. Well, because he did. From the replays I have seen, it looks like Moss slips down on his own while trying to avoid the defenders, and then the ball comes out when he hits the ground. Unless the rules have changed, I thought the ground could not cause a fumble.
I think
he wasn't touched, so he wasn't down.
Right.
That's the problem.
Now, the one thing Bill said...
If he had given himself up...
Well, how do you tell,
Well, he clearly slipped down.
No, I know he did, but that seems like a gray area I'm not a big fan of.
That's the NFL rulebook in a nutshell.
So, like Moss often does when he's in traffic, he just sort of...
And then kind of collapses. The Marvin Harrison thing. Marvin Harrison does it all the time.
He needs to start doing that again, because every catch he makes, he fumbles.
He fumbles.
Yeah, so... In that case, it clearly was he slipped on the turf.
Right.
But if he had just
given himself up and he had still fumbled, it wouldn't have been a fumble? Or it's up to
the
ref?
That's kind of what Bill said. I just don't think that's a good idea that we're now judging a player's, did he slip on that or did he, was he diving to the ground to avoid contact to give himself up?
Sounds like we have to contact Mike Pereira, the director of officiating.
Yeah, you should do that,
office in New York.
You should do that. Famous man once told you to do that.
Shannon. Pereira sucks.
How long were we going with that line of questioning, by the way, after the game? Did you hear that?
No, I left as soon as you said voice
opened. Yeah, were you watching that to see if you were going to review it? Well, yeah. I mean, you know, were you going to, you know, review it? Yes. Well, I mean, you know, when he went down and was trying to figure out the fumble, were you?
Yes. I just said that. You
I mean,
your
boy.
Did you get yelled at on Monday?
We had an awkward exchange.
That. You and Belichick?
Yeah.
Explain.
Earlier in the press conference,
explain.
Somebody was talking about the play where Brady was hit and were asking about whether he thought it was a dirty play, and he said...
How many Pepsis have been there?
I almost answered the question before you asked it, but he didn't disappoint.
Okay, go ahead.
Bill had answered it saying, you know, I that's not for me to decide. The officials will make that rule. He says, all I know is what we teach our players, and then he explained what part of the body he teaches his players to hit the quarterback. And then later on, I wanted to follow up with that just to clarify, you know, what his understanding was, and asked him. I said, "So what?
You guys, clarify, get so quiet over here.
What's your understanding of the rule about hitting the quarterback, and you know when that constitutes a penalty?" And he said, "No, I refer those to Mike Pereira at the league office." And I said, "Yeah, but you know, earlier he said, yeah, what I said was how we teach our players." And I said, "That's what I'm trying to get you to explain." And he's like, "You know, all those questions should go to Mike Pereira at the league office."
He got to one of those ruts, wagon ruts.
So ridiculous.
That Bill hears what he thinks he's hearing rather than what you're saying sometimes.
And won't let you finish the question so that he knows what you're trying to
say. Exactly.
There
are times when there are times of crisis and he knows he's going to get a lot of questions on the same topic, he hears the question before it's asked. Yeah. And he answers the question that he was prepared for.
What are you looking for?
Yeah.
The answer.
On the phone right now is Mike from Sharon. Mike, how you doing?
I'm doing good. Glad to hear you're not in the fetal position, Fred.
No, I came out of that. I am now a man of the world, and I'm ready to go.
He actually is there, Mike. He just has the mic down low so he can...
He's laying on the ground right now.
Okay.
Pulling on his blanket.
I want to talk about Matt Castle a little bit because he's our starting quarterback, and I actually think that he's going to be our starter unless something happens to him for the rest of the season. I think, you know... The game that we saw on Sunday was probably Matt's best game.
It's his only game.
Yeah, obviously also it's the only game, but I'm including preseason in that. And I think that, you know, everyone's saying, you know, 2001, you know, we did it, you know, so 2008, we're going to do it. And the answer to that simply is no. Brady's was a completely different quarterback. Well, he still threw the ball the same way, but, you know, he just sees things that Matt doesn't, especially in terms of protection and especially in terms of doing his reads. Matt, you know, sometimes will get stuck in his reads or sometimes he'll just do his first read and throw it to his first read. So I think, you know, we're a bit in trouble there. But I think... You know, I think Belichick's right with sticking with one guy instead of, you know, bringing a ton of guys in who don't know the system. Matt's, you know, knows the system the best besides Brady and Josh. And, you know, just the people around him are going to have to support him.
Fred, have you signed Mike's shirt yet?
No, I haven't.
What are you waiting for?
Next home game?
That was a couple of days ago.
Said next.
Can you repeat
game?
That?
Yeah,
I missed
you
that.
Said that after the last preseason home game.
After that halftime, I wasn't ready to do anything.
Mike, don't let him get off the hook.
Answer the question, Fred.
Maybe I'll get him in the Hall of Fame induction.
Yeah,
there
why don't
go.
We meet there?
There
that's
you go.
A good idea.
Perfect, perfect.
I'll be
perfect.
There all weekend.
Wait a minute. Andre Tippett, John Hanna, Mike Haynes are going to be available.
Frank
and you're looking
Kirsch.
For Fred.
I'll be like, excuse me, John, I got to go sign something.
Fred doesn't get to get interviews anyways.
I don't.
He's just happy that he gets to sit in the same chair that Bill does on Monday nights.
Mike, I'm just a cog in the gears. That's all
that's
I am.
Cog.
That's cog. The G.
Just a cog in the gears. That's all I
know. So let me just – I want to recap your discussion from – are you concerned about Cassel or you think they'll be so-so okay?
I don't think he's going to do what Brady did in 01.
Well, I think yeah.
I think that's ridiculous, but that's what I've been hearing from France. Well, Brady did it so Matt can do it. Brady is 10 times as talented. There's no question.
Well, you know that now, Mike, but did you know that in 2001?
It doesn't matter.
Yeah, but
we do know that now.
How do you know that now?
We know that Brady is 10 times the talent.
Plus, he was a star at
Michigan.
How do you know
plus,
that
I'll say that Brady was 10 times better than Cassel in the preseason when I did see them both play. That preseason as compared to this
preseason.
A month ago,
they wanted to cut Cassel.
Look, anything's possible, but the fact – the idea that we could get two events like this in both times they come out and become this
– Right. Then you know there's something fishy going on and the devil works here.
Right. The possibilities of that are like mind-boggling.
I'm not ready to throw that theory out the window.
But do we need that? No, we don't need another Tom. We need an efficient, quarterback that limits mistakes. If the rest of the team can cover for that,
I think he did a decent job of limiting his mistakes on Sunday.
He didn't make any.
He didn't make any. So.
Chiefs did a good job of limiting his mistakes because they didn't catch the ball.
There was one play where had a chance to intercept. That was it. There was one play.
Well, I think there were two.
We got to take into consideration the Chiefs
stink.
Right.
I do take that into consideration.
This Jets team, like I said, look, they gave Brady problems in the past. You know, so.
And it's a new, better Jets team.
Yeah.
They have more. Eric Mangini has more talent to work with.
We all said it yesterday, and we've all been saying it for a while. We all felt this was going to be a tough game, this Jets game, even before Brady got hurt. We thought it was going to be a little bit more difficult than our last few trips to the Meadowlands have been. They haven't lost down there since 2000. Belichick's second game ever for the Patriots. So I would anticipate this being a difficult challenge, much like Bill said today. Every week's a challenge.
Says every week.
Every week's a challenge.
All right, Mike.
Thanks, Mike.
Thanks. From Sharon checking in.
Mike, Fred will see you next weekend or whenever that thing is.
Let's see. Shannon is checking in. He says, I finally crawled out of my cave after the unspeakable game, and bam, Brady's gone.
Another unspeakable game.
Nice last two games the Pats have played. Well, you can blame it all on me. 2 days before the Super Bowl, my wife was going to have an ultrasound, and I made an agreement with the dear Lord that I didn't care what the Pats did. I just want a boy. Well, we got a boy. And you've seen what the Pats have done in the last two games. Sorry about that.
That's funny.
Wow.
Well, I'm going to get hammered Saturday night and have a deep, drunken agreement with the man upstairs and put an end to this BS. So, there you go.
Wow.
That's pretty funny. Kind of at least you got a boy, though.
We hope that
too.
Your son is a your
first
child
will be
is
a masculine child.
Right.
Yeah. Too bad for your dad, about Eric.
Forget about if the kid's healthy or not. You know, just has to be a boy.
Yeah, masculine. Tony from Greenwich, Connecticut. One quick note on politics. Guys, stick to football. The lipstick on a pig comment was also made by McCain during his election in regards to Hillary.
Yes, we know.
So the Republicans are in no position to cry foul.
You guys, are talking politics here on this show?
Not
for like 30
nice
seconds.
Nice spin.
On to football, I think Cassel can certainly manage the Pats to some wins, but I also think O'Connell is far more upside. How long do you think you go with Cassel if he's not performing well? I think O'Connell has some attributes that are very intriguing.
Early speculation in the media is after the bye.
I think that we should show some more love to the defense. I don't think they played badly at all. I was worried about Larry Johnson, and they did a good job on him. And besides Tony Gonzalez, who gets it done against anyone, I don't think the pass coverage was that bad. I look at that front seven and have to believe that they won't be a sieve.
Did you see the Denver Darling play?
Sieve.
Before that, the game against the Chiefs?
Sieve.
What? Sieve.
He says sieve.
Sieve. But before that game against the Chiefs, there were people that were worried about the Patriots' defense against the Chiefs' offense.
This guy
said
he was worried about Larry Johnson
and that. Wow.
This team under Belichick has historically done very well against top flight running backs.
Yeah, they have.
Containing
them. They have.
Well, I think against certain kind of running backs. I don't think that historically, for example, they've fared well against LaDainian Tomlinson.
There are exceptions, Paul, yes. But in general,
plotting running backs like Larry Johnson, they've done well against. Jerome Bettis.
Right.
You know, they're good running backs, but
they fill the gaps well.
They're big and plotting. The fast guys that, have some, Joseph Addai has torn them up. You know, guys that are elusive have given them problems.
Tony also says the Brady injury sickens me, but I can't look at the AFC and see that many teams that are head and shoulders above the Pats. I still think they can win the division. Here, here, Tony.
Well, how about the Colts losing?
With Peyton.
With Peyton at home.
Right.
That's, you know, obviously.
Well, going forward, who has a better outlook going forward?
Patriots.
Well, you talking about those two teams?
Oh, I just thought that's what we were supposed to say. I'm sorry.
Patriots, Colts. Who would you rather be right now?
Patriots.
If you're,
they're 1-0.
They're 1-0. Yeah.
Colts are 0-1.
I love it. This is great.
Fred, it's not that hard.
I didn't say anything.
It's not that hard. You taught me.
I so cannot wait till week
Alex
three.
Alex from New Jersey, I'm going to the game this Sunday, but I want to know where you guys actually sit.
Press box.
Would like to meet the people behind the voices.
Can't.
We can't. We're up in the press box.
A lot of security there.
Now to the questions.
They barely let us in sometimes at Giant Stadium.
Do you think Matt can be the deep threat that Brady is, keep the defense on their toes, being that man Gainis was?
And genius?
Oh, I don't know.
Why are you pulling away from the mic and rubbing your nose while talking?
Why are you having such a hard time reading?
Manganus.
Oh, this is a different sentence. Being that Manganus was around when Matt the first came around, do you think he knows that Matt can serve as a deep threat so we can pound the you-know-what out of them with the running game and then screens, you know, just to try to keep them guessing?
I don't get the question.
I'm guessing as to what you said.
I don't know. Right there.
Alex.
I think Matt Castle can throw the ball deep, yes.
Yeah.
If that in any way answers that question, that's my answer.
I guess Reese talked to Moss in the locker room.
Why did that camera just move? I want to know.
And it focused on Paul.
Get it off me. Get it off me!
White balancing as we speak.
Reese had an interview with Moss, I guess.
Well, Moss
interview?
Did a,
when?
Moss said Brady was in good spirits in the locker room this afternoon. He's still upbeat, Moss said. You'd expect a guy to be down.
Oh, that's the conference call.
Okay. He was more down on Sunday.
That would have been really all of us dropping the ball badly. I was a little panicked there.
We had a few conversations, a few texts, but he's the same old Tom Brady. It's uplifting seeing him today with a positive attitude, and that goes a long way. Moss offered a word of warning to those who don't think the Patriots can win without Brady.
We need
when you say that,
you better go somewhere and find that person because I have yet to find that person.
When you say the New England Patriots football team isn't going to be what it's supposed to be, it's something that is going to motivate us to try to make things happen. As to whether the Jets are the new favorites in the AFC East, Moss says, I think the New England Patriots have won the division over the last couple of years, so the New England Patriots are the team to beat. Tom was big component to make the offense move. With him gone, we have to find other ways to make the offensive move. But we're the team to beat, and we'll see what happens. I like it. I like Randy Moss saying that.
I don't think Bill will.
Well, I don't care. I want Randy Moss to stay positive.
What was that?
I think Bill would rather hear him say that than, when are we signing Culpepper?
Right.
I don't think Bill will be happy
with that.
Don't
you think this is Moss's chance, though? We saw in a three-year span here, we could see Brady made Rishay Caldwell and Jabbar Gaffney, right?
Mm-hmm.
Stamped himself for anyone who ever wondered as great. Then Brady did it again with a great receiver, blew up with the numbers. Now Moss has his chance to say, I screwed up in Oakland. I should have made Andrew Walter great.
If I'm in the Pro Football Hall of Fame or with that committee arguing for Randy Moss and he has a great year without – this is my thing. So you can talk everything you want about Oakland and the way he behaved and that without a good quarterback. He did it with Castle. Here it is. This is why, you know, definitively he goes into the Hall of Fame.
I don't really have a problem with those comments because Vrabel kind of said the same thing.
I don't have a problem with the comments at all, but I'll bet Bill won't like them.
Well, Vrabel kind of alluded to the same thing. Since we won a lot of games here and that's not going to change.
Right.
The guys are kind of going along the same tune. But this is different saying
we're the team to beat. I mean, that's a little bit more bold. That's putting a target right there for you. I mean, all Vrabel said was that we're used to winning here is basically what Vrabel said.
That's fair enough.
I don't have a problem. I think what Randy Moss said is dead on. I think they should consider themselves the favorite until someone beats the champ.
Right.
They're the champ. That's the way it works in sports.
Be the man.
AFC champ.
You gotta beat the man.
Woo! That is the way it works in sports. But I don't think Bill likes that kind of brash talk as a rule. Now maybe this is different circumstance. Maybe they need a little of that because they want to make sure the confidence stays high.
Yeah.
So maybe Bill will be a little bit more lenient with that kind of talk.
Right.
In this circumstance.
Right.
Maybe Moss doesn't give a damn.
Yep.
Well, that's the bottom line to me is he's going to say and do what he wants anyway.
In case anyone's interested, Eric is still here. TG and NJ writes in, what about Quinn Gray? I thought Andy liked him. What's the deal there?
I've never liked him.
You never liked Quinn Gray, the medicine
that
man?
That was somebody else who used to like
him. Mr. Draft liked him.
Let's see. TJ says, I just hope they don't get blown out by the Brets, the Brets. Uh-huh. Buzzkill Paulie and Negative Annie get me all depressed.
What did I do?
Brady will probably go to rehab in California to spend time with Brady Jr. It'll be good. He'll enjoy being a dad. He'll forget all about football.
Fred thinks forever.
More time with the supermodel. No really? Argument there. Then after a year of this, he'll be bored. And once the chatter starts of how Brady has done too much time away, the new kid O'Connell is looking better. He's the next Brady, et cetera, et cetera. Brady's competitive attitude will rear its ugly head. I don't think it's ugly. And he'll be back like the Lion King, looking to kick some ass.
So, Fred,
I thought the Lion King died.
You think
that's correct?
You think there's a chance that he doesn't...
what the hell is that?
You think there's a chance Brady doesn't want to play again? Is that what I'm hearing?
I'm not saying... I don't think so. I think that's a possibility.
Because I said yesterday, I think this is actually a good thing for the future because I think it's going
to
reignite him.
People
are going
to
question, can he come back? Mm-hmm. I think, you know, this offseason, maybe he had some other priorities that kind of moved up. I think those will be pushed back a little bit. He'll be, you know, a fire will be reignited. And Fred said, well, what if it goes the other way and he gets away from football and kind of likes life away from football and calls
it
a career?
I don't think it's an outrageous...
I'd be absolutely
stunned.
Well, you
did the story about him.
Yeah, I don't think it's an outrageous scenario at all.
Either side. Stunned if he retired.
I'm not even going to be remotely surprised by either
thing. Because we're actually talking about retirement, right?
Yes. No, I'm just talking about him not having the same drive to be the best ever. I mean, you're just talking about up and retiring?
Yeah.
No, I don't think there's any chance of that.
Like next May, he pulls a Barry Sanders and
I don't think there's any chance of that. Too much money.
Have you guys talked?
Much money.
I'm sure you guys
are. He's making a lot of money in other things too.
Real estate ventures are really taking off.
Not as much money.
I'm
as
sure you have, but
plus his girl.
You talked about the reaction in other cities to Brady's injury and how some fans are sort of taking the tactless, tasteless approach to that.
The New York fans,
not just New York.
It's all New York
fans,
according to Fred.
Right.
Yeah. So they're terrible.
You've touched on that already.
We've touched on that, Eric.
I'm a little
role of Fred Kirsch.
I'm a fan of New York sports teams. You're attacking my pedigree.
Listen now.
Well, I'm
that's
sorry.
What you're doing.
But, you know, facts are facts. So
we don't wear the Jeter Swallow
shirt.
It's a fun
fact. Though.
What? But that's also a fact.
What's
it's a
fact?
Fun fact. Jeter Swallow.
It's a fact.
So
is
it's a fun
is
fact.
It just, you know.
Yeah, let's get into this.
You want to get into this defending the honor of the Neanderthal New York fans.
Yeah, I do.
So it's,
I think
I just want to recap here. Is it? It's bad to have a tasteless T-shirt on while you're sitting in the bleachers.
Yes.
But it's okay to, like, throw a battery at the left fielder.
Right.
Sure.
Okay. I just want to make sure you were on
board
with
that. Saying that's okay. Why is it limited to New York fans? Nothing ever happens here.
Well,
I don't think
40 years of racism here and everything else that goes on in the city.
Philly fans.
That's okay.
Philly fans.
Because Boston fans are just so eloquent and always on their best behavior here.
Oh, I didn't say that.
Paul hates the fans.
You didn't say otherwise.
I don't think the Fenway fans are well behaved.
All right. Well, then let's stop limiting.
Certainly, I don't think the fans
to
here
New York
are well behaved
Neanderthals
at all.
Here.
They are.
Christ. But I mean, you're up in arms because they have
a
Swallow shirt on.
I'm
but,
out of order.
No, I'm up in arms because
Yankee Stadium and
I'm up in arms because we're so mad about a Bernard Pollard fan club
well,
shirt, but everything
ridiculous.
Else is okay.
I think that's ridiculous.
A
Bernard Pollard
fan
club.
It's called spade a spade. It's all ridiculous.
I don't think it is. I think there's a big difference between those two things. You don't. You think it's the same.
You're right. One's far more offensive than the other.
One's clever.
One's supposed to be taken as a joke.
One. That's a clever.
The other is taking
I'm sure it took a lot of time to come up with that.
I would.
I'm sure Jeter has AIDS. Took hours and hours of pouring over.
That's different.
That's different.
But it turns out that was a New York person who was a Boston Red Sox fan that made that T-shirt. From New York.
A New Yorker who's a Red Sox fan.
Took a Neanderthal New Yorker to make that up.
Right, exactly.
All right. Probably a transplanted Bostonian.
It could be, but he's from New York.
Yeah.
Anyway. Texas fan writes in.
He says, from New York.
I think the Patriots need to approach the game ahead of them like an MMA fight, mixed martial art, for those who don't know. I know that.
Yeah, but I don't know.
I know that.
Maximize their strengths, minimize their weaknesses, be consistent with areas of success, continue to improve on areas that they are lacking. Impose the will on their opponent and don't sit back and wait for their opponent to bring the game to them. I think this is something that the Patriots have been able to do in recent history. Now is the time to show that they can do it again in the face of adversity. Although there is no doubt Castle will be expected to step up and perform under pressure, the entire Patriots roster should share that burden of stepping up. Even Bill Belichick should feel the pressure to have his team succeed because this is his baby and now he has to rock it. Wow. Okay.
Okay. I hope it's not like an MMA fight, because that'll mean 3/4 of rolling around on the ground and grappling, which no one wants to
grappling.
See. Grappling.
Grappling. I know you're a boxing fan, Mike.
Yeah.
Do you like the MMA?
No.
No?
Sucks.
It's not good.
That just became obvious when he took the.
I really hope it's a passing trend.
Do you
think it
could be good? That kind of.
I think it could be good if they weren't everyday average Joes. They stick in the cage.
The thing about it, though, is they say, you know, mixed martial arts.
It's like, you know, gym class heroes out there.
The only thing that they do is they kick.
Exactly. They kick and they grapple. They don't. They're like, oh, we've learned 19 styles of jiu-jitsu. They use 2, so it doesn't really make any impact.
I couldn't agree with you more.
Sucks.
I think that whole thing, I think, is going to be gone in 5 years.
Oh, thank God. I can't wait till it's gone.
And I think it's going to stay.
I don't think it has.
And you know what? If you
watch. The only thing that could make it stay is if they get celebrities involved more.
Then it becomes
a
circus.
Then I don't think it's going to stay, because I think it's going to stay because
they always talk about
how,
you know, they want to match up a boxer. They want to match up a boxer and UFC fighter. Watch these mixed martial artists and UFC fighters. Their punching prowess is so unsophisticated. They swing like baboons.
There's no technique.
There's no technique whatsoever. Put them in the ring with like Floyd Mayweather and guys who know how to punch and defend themselves. It's no contest.
They want to put an MMA guy in a boxing match?
Oh, they've talked about it before for years. Floyd Mayweather has challenged mixed martial artists. Until he retired for the third time.
Is he allowed to kick? Are they allowed to kick?
If they can kick, they can kick. And plenty of boxers study martial arts for flexibility and other purposes, so it's not like they have no background in it.
So it
they're just not allowed to use it in their form.
So it wouldn't be a boxing match. It would be an MMA match.
That's the thing. You can't do it because you can't really mix the rules.
Right.
You have to make one guy box, and or you could have him box once
and then fight in the octagon the next time. It's like American
and then see how it goes.
Rules, right.
Yeah, make it the best out of 5.
If I was the
boxer. See, I think so, too.
You think the boxer would get killed if he was playing by MMA?
No, I don't think he would. No, you know what? I don't think he would.
I do.
I think he would get tackled with those tomato cans I was watching on CBS during the summer.
They take guys off reality shows from the Spike Network, and they go out there and they're winning titles.
But that's what it is right now. It's not going to be that in 5 years.
It's not going to be around in 5 years.
Yes,
you're right.
It will be.
What I do like
about it's going to be way more popular than boxing.
Well, it already is, but that's beside the point.
Just how tough those guys are, I think, is remarkable.
I agree.
You know, that part of it is admirable. I mean, just watching, you know, the beating that they can take and the punishment that they give out and receive, I think that's amazing.
I do too. In terms of the sophistication of the fighting,
yeah, they don't have
nothing.
Any.
They don't have any. No. Andy Hart.
What?
Bed
I certainly don't know anything about.
It's more popular now
aspect.
Because people have this short attention span.
See,
I think
it's
going to
take
so much
off.
Better than
See,
everything,
that,
and that's what it comes
yeah,
down to.
See,
the
that's
fights
how
last 40 seconds.
It's just the latest.
That's
fad.
What they want.
I think it's going to take off just because of what you said. Right now, it's amateurs. I think there's going to be generations of young kids that are doing it.
People are going to train.
It's already starting. I mean, the Globe had a huge story that. There's like 37 clubs in Massachusetts where you can do it, and starting as young as 4. And I think as those generations go up, you're going to have guys that are good because they've been doing it all their life, not just some 16-year-old who trained for 2 weeks.
You want to talk about Jags. Those are the ultimate Jags.
You should take the 4-year-old's parents and put them in jail.
Yeah, seriously. I agree.
I have no problem
with
it.
That's what you should do.
It's no different than pimping him out to the other sports. Make him Tiger Woods. Make him drive 700 hours a day.
How many other sports you get kicked in the head at 4 years of age?
You're gonna have Taekwondo, Jackson, all you're gonna those, have all those martial arts.
Kicked in the head?
You never do that
never,
at that age.
Never do you get kicked
it's
in the head.
It's all about discipline. And
by the way, how do you know they get kicked in the head here?
In Andy's defense,
well, I thought
son,
it was MMA training.
If his but if they're training,
head, you know,
well, that's why he couldn't do it. Why, he's such you know, a big target. It was not fair.
Well, that's true.
No, but it's so big that
that's true. You'd have a hard time in that, Andy. You would.
Andy's attention is shifted.
Or it could go the other way. The kid could kick him and say, oh, I broke my foot.
Right. That's what I'm saying.
Well, I've always thought that to begin with. That stupid kick where they kick in the shin with the top of your foot.
Yeah.
That looks like it would be the most painful thing on. Why
or
would
hurt
you
your
kick?
Foot.
Yes.
That's every MMA fight.
Why
they're all the same.
Try and break the top of your foot.
Andy's son is going to be like that 9-year-old Little League kid. They're going to say, no, his head's too big to compete in this league. He can't do this. It's unfair.
It's not nice.
Let's see, TG and NJ, can we talk about something positive, please? In Paulie's 4 words or less, Mayo. How is it that this rookie is able to comprehend the supposedly ever super
Mayo.
Complicated Belichick defense and then play every snap in his first NFL regular season start? Mayo and Adalys Thomas, the two brightest stars on defense.
Mayo!
Well, because he's smart and he's special. That's why he's was a number 10 overall pick.
Football's
he's a cerebral linebacker. He wants to be great.
When I wrote the story about him for the draft, the post-draft issue, talked to his position coach at Tennessee, who was also the defensive coordinator there, and he said,
Mayo.
John Chavis, he said, I asked him, you know, about the kid's work ethic and intelligence for the game, and he said, you know,
Mayo.
Honestly, the kid could come back here and coach the position now better than I could.
Really?
So that tells
that's
you
why Tennessee that's what, always underachieves.
And well, that's true, too. But we've also heard about from Bill all summer long about how this kid – does it Mayo. All off the field, in the meeting room, during his downtime, weekends, whatever. All he wants to do is learn and get better, and it's showing.
But the way the tone of that email was almost like, well, why can't anybody else do it? Well, why
not
can't
anybody
else
Gerard
be Tom Brady? I mean, that's why he's Gerard Mayo, and everybody thinks he's going to be pretty good.
Read about it in this week's PFW.
Plus, it's not about the amount of hours that he puts into study. It's the aptitude to understand what he's studying and learning what you're studying.
And I think, you know, to keep it on a positive note, this guy's just going to get better every game, you know.
In theory.
Well, in theory,
I'm sure there'll be some, little bumps along the way, rookie wall here.
But the more he plays in the NFL, the better he's going to get if he's that type of player. You know, the kind of guy that can learn and that likes to study, likes to film. He's just going to get better. So the future is very bright for him.
I haven't heard one bad word about him from a teammate, from a coach, from a media member, from anything.
So
everybody
by the end of the season, this is going to be the best defense in the league.
What's that now? He plays safety and linebacker and corner?
I didn't tell you. I mean, he is going to make up, you know, for other people's weaknesses. Oh.
Yeah.
He might even
the
be quarterback by the end.
First two-way player.
You might be right about that.
Stripper says, who do I start in fantasy, I guess? Pats D versus Jets or Arizona D versus Miami?
Arizona D.
Oh. Arizona D versus Miami.
Sure. How does it work? It's just points, yards? How does that work?
No, turnovers. You get points for turnovers.
Turnovers.
Really?
Forced fumbles, all that stuff.
Shutouts, more points under a certain number of points.
I just take the quality of the offense on the other side.
People won't like
Miami's offense sucks. So, enough of the nerd stuff.
Wow.
Yeah, Gary tried to blow it up. He didn't like it.
No, I don't blame him.
Gary, don't you have a fantasy league?
Not football.
Oh, it's girls.
those are to be saved for Thursday afternoons with Brian Lowe.
Exactly.
But isn't it the PFW
Fantasy Lowdown
Progress Fantasy League?
Yeah, it's not good radio, though.
He doesn't have a league. I don't know
Some
why.
Shows do that. Some shows have been doing that now. They have an hour
fantasy
with some fantasy
segment.
Geek.
It's awful. And it's
terrible.
It's one person after another calling, who should I play, this guy or that player?
Like use your own head. Use your own judgment.
It's ridiculous.
Get a life.
It's terrible. I've never liked fantasy. I've always... said that, and
that's
I will
Thursdays
stick to
at
that.
4 with Brian.
I don't care. I don't care how many millions of people play fantasy football or fantasy sports. I'm against it.
We're definitely in the minority.
I'll squash it one of these days.
Fred, you and I are very much in the minority
just,
on that one.
You know, the real thing is right there. You don't need fantasy. God.
The same with women.
I was going to say.
Well, for some guys, that doesn't apply.
Why is everybody looking at Eric? This is weird.
Oh, see now.
I was actually watching the game.
Fun fact. We'll end the show with Not So Hot Amy in London. She says,
"Oh, it's about time." I was just thinking of her the other day.
Why
really? Is she not so hot?
Yeah. In your fantasy?
Sure.
Called her that, Andy.
I did?
First, let me say hi to Mike for the first time.
Hi, Not So Hot Amy.
And second, why don't you guys have a PFW YouTube account yet? I wrote in before thinking it would be a good idea, but I think Paul was hosting, and you know how that goes. I think it would be
That's
a good
why she's known as Not So Hot Amy.
I think it would be a good idea, just a 10-minute video of the show, giving us fans a glimpse of the show, and giving you guys free advertising. Anyway, just an idea.
I think it's a good idea.
Go with it, Fred. Get us a YouTube account. I don't know how it works, but let's do it.
All right. And finally, from the basement in Rhode Island, John, any leaks down there?
No leaks.
Okay,
no
good.
Leaks whatsoever.
What's going on?
Everything's good here. I'm just trying to figure out, I guess maybe I'm also in the minority because I hate fantasy too.
Yeah. Yep.
I don't get it.
I think what we need to do is be more vocal because I think there's more of us than people think.
No, it's all you old guys over the age of 40.
Okay. That don't get into fantasy?
That's it.
It's only old guys?
You have to be old not to like fantasy football.
Okay. Youngsters like it, like Eric.
Youngsters. Wow, look at that.
It's the first compliment he's ever given you.
It is.
Brady's still out for the year,
Brady's
John.
Brady's still out for the year? Okay. I just wanted to make sure I didn't miss anything today.
John, I know you spoke to a lot of people on your show yesterday, and you speak to a lot of people in your rounds as you go about the day.
In his basement?
Your quick poll, do you think Patriots fans I'm talking about, are they – optimistic and looking forward, or still in a mourning period?
I think we're still in that sort of, moving in one direction period. I think we're coming out of the mourning period, but it's going to take a little while longer. And I think it will come around a lot quicker, Fred, if the Patriots can find a way to win this Sunday.
Oh.
If they can do that, then I think people will be back around and solidly behind the team, solidly behind, you know, the things that they're going to try to do. If they lose this weekend, I think you'll see the mourning and the, oh, poor, you know, poor mouthing and, oh, woe is us type of thing continue for a little while.
So this might be a week-to-week thing.
Well, for now.
Yeah.
Okay. I think maybe by week three, week four, certainly by the time we get to the bye week, I think it'll be time to get over it. It's time to get over it now as far as the team is concerned. I know that. But fact is that a lot of people won't be able to do that. And the fact is, as long as the national media keeps bringing it up to talk about it, which I've been watching SportsCenter most of the day today and looking at some of the stuff on NFL Network, and it's still up at the top of their story logs.
Sure, sure.
I mean, it's still a national story.
Yep.
And the fact now is the story has turned from Brady being out to, oh, we don't get a chance to see Brady versus Favre this week, you know?
Well, everyone's saying that except the Jets fans. I think they're thrilled.
Yeah, well, that's because it's the only way they can win.
That's right. All right, John. John is up next with Patriots Playbook at 2 o'clock, and I'll leave you with this note from Todd Porter. It says, it really pisses Paul off that fans think we can still win, doesn't it? Paul's staring at me.
I have no idea what to say anymore.
All right, that'll be it. We'll see you tomorrow.